Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Holy pig. Okay. I'm back from my nice week off. I hope everyone missed me because I missed you. Well, yeah, I did. I do. Whatever. Tonight we are going to be talking about anything and everything. I just want to say that, you know, I'm not the happiest Carly right now. And to be honest, you know, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, Steve Burton, I hope you accidentally jump in the river where it's really, really cold and, you know, soaks get you and, I'm mad at you, Steve, and it's, you know, it's not that I love you, Steve, more than I mean, I'm done protecting your ass. You know what? You did what you did to all of us. You fucked us up, and I don't care what everyone's fucking spin on it anymore. No problem, Silo. So I will bring people on tonight. Ladies on Radio in Ladies on Radio is not having a show, so you have to put up with me. And my co-host for this evening is Carrie, and we are going to have fun, but let's just say, you don't have to be positive, you don't have to be anything, but because right now I'm not positive. I positively want to kill someone, so let me bring Carrie on. Hey, Carol.
Hey.
I know, I couldn't read this, I'm sorry. I mean, it wasn't like I was saying, Steve Buttigieg, when you're dead.
No, you were very good. You stopped short of that. I'm very proud of you. We don't want to wish that.
No, we don't. But can we miss chemo that? See?
That'll be between you and I. We won't tell everybody.
Because I know.
I don't want you to say that because you may not get her on your show, so we can't do that.
Yeah, God forbid, yeah. Who really would want chemo on the show? No one. And Kathy is here. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hi, co-host.
Yay, not the mother. Hi. Well, if Kay could have done it, you would be the co-host, but... You know, okay, so this would be very interesting. 760, you're on the air.
Hi, Samantha.
Hey, Sammy.
Hi, Samantha.
Carrie, do you know if Ava's calling in?
Yeah, she's in the chat room. She should be there.
Well, because she didn't press 1, but I got a nominous, you know, private. You think that's who?
Well, Ava, you need to press 1.
Okay.
Because I'm not doing this without you.
And Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Yes.
Hey. Thank you for coming to the party. I really appreciate it. And
Hi,
Abba.
Hey.
Hey,
hey,
I followed Abba. I followed with you, but I wanted to sue you, you know. So, okay, you guys.
Can I just say one thing? Is everybody happy since this is the moment we, the audience, have waited for, the JSAM reunion and their spawn getting back? So is everybody happy?
No.
I was very happy
to
see him get shot in the back. Did I say that out loud?
I heard you over here in Massachusetts. I don't know. That's pretty long distance. I don't know.
I was happy with that goodbye to Sam. I said, yay, goodbye.
Yep. Well, according to some folks in SOD, this is the moment the audience have waited
for.
They were wrong because they said they made love and they didn't.
Does anyone have the new SO, the soap opera died this way, Kay?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone in this universe have it?
Let me check. Hold on.
Okay, thank you, Abba.
I don't have it.
Sam, for that, you will be punished by death.
Ask
Kathy and,
No,
ask
don't ask
Kathy.
I'm overruling you.
No.
Thank you.
Ask Kathy that I've been wanting to put people to death this week. This a phase Callie is going through. I'm sorry, you guys. But
yeah, Callie wants everyone dead.
Thank you.
The phase has lasted over a year. When's it going to end?
Better watch your back.
Well, no,
don't
I
get
didn't
on
kill you guys. But
don't get
just...
on Callie's bad side. No way. I'm not.
Well, you know. Thank you, Kathy. But no, I'm...
I wouldn't
you know,
want
I,
to.
I thought about this, and you know what? I'm having a week of good teaching week because, you know what? Fuck Duke Gravy. I don't care about you. You can leave me. You can leave the new hospital, really. You're bad, bad, bad. You were bad as Ian on Days of a Life. You can just go and let that dough hit you in the ass because I'm done with you.
I want to shoot him, too. I'm with you. I want to shoot him.
I'm having a flashback.
What?
You want to shoot who?
Duke.
We want to shoot Duke.
Conversation. I think we have this
Duke is bad, 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 as Callie.
Thank
said.
You, and Marvin's bad. No, I'm done. I'm done with pretending I like
Duke. Down so I'll remember.
Yes, I don't like Duke. Duke gets bad. Oh, and if anyone else wants to come on, press 1. And the number is 347-850-8721. And really, you guys don't fucking have to be positive because really, I just want to suit people.
Oh, so wait, do I hear a fat lady singing in the background?
Yeah, that lady singing.
R-E-S-E-C-T is what we didn't get.
That was just me.
So which soap thing? Which one is it with the happy family on the front?
Well, I don't know, but there was an article in part of it which states that this week was about that reunion of the Morgan family because that's what the audience has waited so long for.
Yep. I couldn't believe that, Carrie.
I've been waiting for it too. I forgot
to
tell you.
I want to know what audience. I know
what in the fuck audience have been waiting for that? Because
one fan group.
You know what? I mean, 12 people maybe, because really, people, I've been waiting for people to get sucked. One better half of that cupboard to be sucked. Maybe Sam instead of Jason. Sorry. I'm just...
But we'll take Jason.
Yes, but you know... No, I just feel like, you know, and you can't criticize me later, that's fine, but, you know, I was thinking, you know, his last week on screen, really, you know what, you could have shown a scene with Michael. I know some people don't like Michael, but hopefully Kathy and Carrie will back me up soon.
I like Michael.
I think it was an excellent point, Kylie.
You know, cut it out.
No, let her.
No,
Callie, go ahead.
You know, seriousness, you're right, Carl. Everybody should have had their moment, including Elizabeth.
Yep.
Even if you
yep.
weren't going to put Liaison together, let's put Liaison aside for a minute. They weren't going to be a couple, but that's still disrespecting a 14-year connection that they didn't get to have a scene together.
Right.
It's bullshit.
And, you know, yep, and my husband.
And your husband.
And like Callie was saying, what about Michael?
Michael?
I'm just saying, I know there might be Michael haters out there, but I'm just saying, okay, you know, Sam was all down his ass, excuse me, but, I mean, could, you know, other people, you know, had, you know, I mean, oh, Silo is here for the party. Hi, Silo!
Hi, everyone. Hi, Carly.
Hey.
Oh, Silo, you don't have to be positive. I want this for what you miss. I want to suit people. I'm okay with that.
You know what? I'm not watching it right now. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with the Sam show. I'm tired of it. I'm so beyond.
Well, I haven't watched it either, but I'm no less livid because of it, reading that comment.
What comment?
Yeah.
I didn't get to hear anything.
Oh, it was about, I guess there was an article on SOD. Now, I don't know whose perspective it was and who it was.
Did you read any of it to tell us?
I'm reading it. So far,
okay.
I don't see where they said that it's everybody's dream.
Like I said, I didn't have the hard copy, but somebody had posted over on RTN that a part of it and said,
I just haven't read it yet.
Yeah, or maybe it's not even. Is that do you have the most current one?
That's what I was asking you. I don't know which one they got that from.
I think it's the one with the Morgan family because, what's the other one that you have in your hand?
You know who would think that way, though? You know some people that would think that way? If you're new to the show, let's say you started watching it a year ago or whatever, or you came over from One Life to Live, or something like that, they may like Jay Sam.
Well,
because
that's fine.
Because they don't
Wait
know
a minute.
Anything.
Wait
they
a minute. They
said,
Caravati assures fans that Jason's goodbye will pack a punch. What?
Well,
what punch?
got shot in the back. Yeah. That's the punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Kathy, you're right. I said this to Alva recently. They may have, I'm not, JCN may have viewers because you only know what you watch, but I'm saying from a writer's perspective, let me put it by saying this, couch it like this. If it's represented the right the way I read it, and he states that the audience finally gets what they want, it's not about who likes them. It's about the writer has no business saying the audience has what they want, because you ain't speaking for me, Mr. Calavati. That's for damn sure.
And there's a load of liaison fans he's not speaking for.
That's right.
Yep.
So
the ratings weren't great.
Actually, they weren't that. They didn't fall off the cliff, but that's not even the point, because you know,
but we lost viewers for the week for the core group.
Yeah, but they're number one in 18 to 34.
It's not a big boom of people dying to watch.
Well, the thing is, like Alvin and I had talked about in the past, I think people are back because they're back. But now that you brought the ratings up, they're number one in 18 to 34, which is a mostly younger crowd. And that's where you get the J-Suck fans.
Yeah.
It's a younger crowd of people. That's why I think they're doing that.
For the most part, yeah.
But, you might have, you know, a 39-year-old that doesn't, you know, I know her crap from a hole in the ground as a fan, but most people, yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I just think it just, finding that, you know, he wants to bring the audience up, blah, blah, blah. Well, doing what he did really, in my opinion, did not work, because, you know, if you're going to have one of the most leading characters ever written about, ever talked about, ever in everyone's fucking storyline, then really you sort of have seen with, you know, even when this is like a high look scene, I'm just saying, it did not need to be up one person's ass.
Well,
like,
not only that, they should have, not to interrupt you, Carly, but number one, they should have had more scenes with Sunny and Monica. Number two, that not only did they not have enough scenes with them, the scenes they did have was all about her and the baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my problem.
The SOD on sale on the 22nd has GH must-see moments, surprise death, Monica's family secret. So it's not the one from previous that Carly mentioned. It's a new one.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't even know about this article until Carrie let me know. And I'm like, okay, this is both said. I mean, you know what?
This is what it says. Sorry, Carly. This week, it's what General Hospital head writer Ron Carlovati calls the moment the audience has been waiting for. Sam finally gets her son back.
and it only gets
better from there. But with Jason portraying Steve Burton exiting the show, as of Monday, October 22nd, sees ends and out, page 8 on whatever this. Something tells us the family's happiness may be facing a new threat.
I'm going to cry.
So I guess it is what we want to see, huh?
But see, that's an even different. That might even be somewhere else, because even the article that I read, what they posted on Road to Nowhere, they goes into more detail about. It's a different article, but because it further goes on to what Monica's going to do, look at a photo album and Duke and this and that. But that first line about what the audience has waited for, give me a freaking break.
Oh, and you guys, listen, now Candace is here.
Boop, boop. Hey, Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Hello. I was supposed to call you back, wasn't I? I was supposed to call you. I'm a very bad colleague, but moving on about being a bad colleague. By the way, Candace, we are not happy people tonight, and some people want to take a loaded gun and kill people. That's me. So
you want Steve Burton to go in a river. I don't think there's sharks in a river, but you want him to go in a river and get eaten by sharks.
I don't want him to die.
No, he
I
can
want,
be alive and get eaten. He can get
I mean, I want his, you know, his little sled could, you know, end up dead swimming with the shark. So I would be okay with it.
Oh,
no.
I don't blame you. I don't
oh,
blame
no.
you.
We need her around for Dancing with the Stars to get those high marks.
Oh, okay. Really?
You know, it really concerns me if they build a story around Sam and this kid for the long haul.
Well, don't worry about it.
How are
they going
to do that? Who wants to see that? I mean,
well,
who
wants
that?
To see what they've had on their screen for the last 4 years?
Yeah, but whoever wants to see a storyline with a woman and a baby? I mean, come on.
Come on,
well,
never,
I don't
know.
I'm beginning to think she has favorites that she's treating to certain.
Oh, I know that, but I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to the baby's not going to be seen.
Samantha
gets put to the side like every baby that ever was on a soap opera.
Samantha,
yeah.
Samantha, I think you and I are the only ones that watched it, but without the without the J-Sam scenes, which you could easily fast forward today. They were easily, you were easily able to fast forward them. Didn't you think the show was good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I watched it today, and I just fast forward Jason and Sam scene. I was in the mood. I was not in the mood, so.
Oh, because they were bad.
Yeah,
and
if people worry about my stomach, I didn't want to be throwing up 4 hours on end. So that's why, you know.
Yeah, I
but the show was
like
good.
Well, nobody wants that, Carly.
But the show was good. Everything else in the show, I thought it was really good today.
That's the problem. They're so rare of a good gay anymore. It's been so loaded with Sam and Jason and this kid that I haven't been able to stand it.
I mean, that's the thing. The only saving grace is now it's over. They had to shove it down our throat to accommodate his exit. Now we should be able to breathe again.
It's all his fault.
No, because they could have wrote something slightly different. They chose to keep this baby crap up.
The baby was always coming. Where I say they could have wrote things differently is spread out his time a little more with other folks. As far as the baby, we have to concede the baby was staying and it was going to get played out. Where I disagree with Ron's, what he's done, is that he's made him, it's all about her. Sonny could have had more scenes. Spinelli, everybody should have had time in his life.
Right, he spent too much on her.
You know, and I was just going to say someone, and okay, I wasn't thinking because in real life it could never happen because of Edward, but, you know. Oh, we have another call. 732, you're on there. Mayo?
Yes, this is Sammy Mammy. I just had a call in tonight because I'm so annoyed with the show.
Wasn't I talking to you on Twitter earlier? You're the one. Okay.
The one from Liaison's chat room, but I never can. We go back and forth on thinking Liaison Radio and the chat room.
Okay, well, you know what? You can say whatever you want, and swearing is okay. This thought you would like to know that.
Oh, I would like to do a lot of swearing today.
Okay, so go for it.
I felt Ron punched us liaisons in the stomach today because just the words that were said out of Jason's mouth to Sam, it was so disrespectful to us.
Yep. Oh, man. I'm glad I missed it.
It was horrible.
That's how I felt.
And you're right, and that's where I fault him for the writing. The baby being back, I've already conceded they were going to get the damn kid back. That's not even my point. It's how he chose to write for the people and the dialogue and who he didn't have him with. That's my issue with Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Most people know that I blame Steve the most, but I'm not taking the other jabronis off the hook either.
I know. I mean, because you know why? They had time to write something better, and Candace is back. Candace, what happened?
I had gotten another phone call, and it was my cousin, and she's upset about today's General Hospital, which I haven't seen yet. So,
so did you tell you come in and call in?
Yeah, did you call to this number?
Because I missed you guys. I haven't really talked to you guys in what, Carly, what, three weeks, 2 weeks?
I'm trying to let it go. Remember?
I'm sorry.
I know, it's okay, but we are going.
I mean, I love you guys.
We are, Mom. You okay? Is everything okay with you, sweet? You know, like, you haven't died, you haven't fainted. Anything that I need to know about, because I don't want to find out through Facebook that you are on the operating room table or anything. Do we understand that? Thank you.
Yes, we understand that. No, nothing has happened to me yet. No, I mean, my heart was broken, but, you know.
Oh, I know. You want me to kill Ryan for you? I can't. I'm in my killing mode.
I just saw him, like, not too long ago, like, maybe an hour before I called. So me and him were cool, but he was joking about my other boyfriend, because he got married today to Jessica Biel.
Oh, you mean Timberlake? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Do you want me to send you flowers? Because I will. See?
I mean, see, whatever helps. Whatever. You know, candy would be great by now.
Oh, well, okay. But our new call, this spy is the view on drugs. So basically, the spying to get ends would, you don't have to be polite. Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm calling my dad. So the view on drugs, I'm okay about it, you guys. So.
No comment.
So the new caller, I forgot your name.
Sammy.
Sammy Mammy.
Okay, Sammy Mammy. Okay, so are you a long-time watcher of the AIDS? How long have you watched it?
I've been watching before Monica and Alan actually joined the show, so that's how long I've been. I was probably...
All right.
Wow.
Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Wow,
that's a long time.
In the 70s. I was very young, but, you know, my grandmother watched soap, so... I watched Erica come on All My Children, so.
Oh,
wow.
All right. Okay, that's cool. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That is a very long time.
So, Sammy, you said they just stabbed us in the stomach, huh? I couldn't watch, so I have to go by what everybody else is saying.
Yeah, that's me. I'm
so
with Alpha.
It was horrible.
So they just stabbed us in the stomach.
I don't know if you guys want me to elaborate, but, you know, he mentioned not being able to sleep in the bed while she was gone. He had to sleep on the couch.
I know. Oh, God.
It was sickening.
It was bad, bad, bad.
I'm glad I didn't do that. I couldn't take that right now.
Yeah, and let me take that a step further. Okay, so you had to put the two a-holes back together. Do you have to pour the you just stabbed it. Did you have to open up the womb and pour a box of salt in it? Really?
Yep.
That's what I felt. Yep. And I felt like 3 weeks ago we had the liaison on scene, and now you're all of a sudden he's Sam. Come on.
Yep.
You're kissing one girl one week, and now you're on the bed with another.
Yeah, I will say this. Oh, I'm sorry, Sammy, I interrupt, but I will say this. I blame Steve Butchin a lot on this. I mean, okay, I blame him on the whole fucking thing, really. But saying that, Ron and Frank had time to write this battle. They had time to write. I feel like, you know, they wrote this in a 12-hour span. That's how I'm feeling.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I conceded a month ago I conceded on August 28th we weren't getting liaison. That's not even my point. It's his exit storyline should have been about him, not the dumb bitch.
Yep.
That's my problem.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, because I will never be satisfied putting liaison out of the bed with, you know, Jason and Carly. I mean, for Sammy and Mammy, I also like the friendship between Jason and Carly, for you do know that. So, I mean, anyone could have had seen with them. And I would love to see the day that, you know, You know, I was going to say, yes, spend a little time more with Edward, but, you know, that I remember in real life.
I mean, they could have done that off screen just to make it, to honor all the relationships he had.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And one thing,
right.
Why
don't
even
you
make
the
a child? Sorry.
Sorry.
Why make this?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Why make this child his Steve Burton's or Jason's when he's leaving?
Well, because that
why
was but they did that months before. Because if you remember, Heather had the paper months ago. So and to be honest, I conceded that fact a long time ago. The biology of the kid wasn't even the issue. It's the fact, like I said, it's the fact of how they chose to handle his last 5 or 6 weeks. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They ruined the show. They really ruined the show with this whole crap.
Well,
I wouldn't say they ruined the show.
No, I'm not going to go that far.
You know what? If
because
I can't watch most of it, it's not worth it.
That's just one aspect, though.
They ruined the show for you.
For you.
Yeah.
Mm. I still think the show's good in places, just not that storyline.
I'm just not willing to wait for those few places is where I'm at.
Well, today, the few places were Sam and Jason. It wasn't all about them today. Let's put it this way. Sam and Jason scenes were, I'll do it again, Callie's words, bad, bad, bad. It was awful. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. It was awful. But the other scenes, and there was a lot of stuff in there today, the other scenes were great. I mean, the show was great.
That's what upsets me, I can't watch the rest of the show.
Yeah, but just take
those scenes out.
Well, but now I don't watch DVR.
For me, those scenes killed the whole show. The only part I really enjoyed was the Duke and Luke when Luke took his DNA because I thought that was hysterical.
Oh, I did too.
So funny.
Yeah, but the whole show, it was ruined.
Well, for me, it's ruined, but now that he's gone, the black cloud is gone, so now we don't have to get tortured anymore. So going forward, there shouldn't be an issue, because now we won't have to be tortured with those two idiots anymore.
Yeah, if they focus on Sam and the Quartermaine.
What do you mean focus on Sam and the Quartermaine? What do you mean Sam and the Quartermaines?
You don't know what else may be coming down the pike.
I doubt that will come down the pike.
Well, I don't think she's going to have a big part, only because it's going to cycle back around to the now that they don't have to be forced to shove her up his ass. And she has a baby, and they don't have to force feed that couple. Other couples are going to come, and storylines are going to come back up to the forefront.
I hope. I pray to God that's what they do.
Well, we're not real hopeful.
Spoilers out there are saying that now she's going to be involved in the Quartermaine
trust
funds, and she's going to be fighting
with
Sunny over Jason's portion of the money, and it's going to be a whole big thing around her.
Well, you know what? But you know what? And rightfully, you know what? Maybe that will come out that maybe to begin with they were not really a married couple, and her sale won't ever really matter, and bam, who cares? Then, you know, all rights go to...
That would be funny. That would be funny, Callie, that they weren't really married. I would like that.
Now that they feel that they gave them everything that they wanted, maybe now they don't feel so obligated to cater to her and just write the story for what it should be told, because first of all, she can't act in an empty room. How is she going to act with an unpredictable infant?
Yes.
As a male watcher of GH on Soap Talk tonight, he says, Sam, Kelly Monaco can't act worth nothing. And she should not be in a front burner storyline or something to that effect. He does not like her.
Well, because and I think we all concur with that. Everybody on this phone will tell you she's
But I'm saying from a male perspective, I thought it was good that he came on and stated that.
Well, that just means he has a brain and he can see he's not dictated.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Some men have brains. They don't just think with their...
I'm just hoping that there's something with AJ coming back. I'm hoping to God maybe AJ's got some dirt on her.
That would be nice.
Has everybody gotten tired of everybody saying now is AJ coming back as the new Jason?
Oh,
yes. I haven't heard that. Except for you guys.
Oh, I hear it every time I go into a room.
Oh,
yes,
God.
He,
you know what?
That
is
at
stupid.
At his event the other day, Steve was talking about that.
About what?
Sean about Steve was, well, somebody at Steve's event last Saturday had asked him, so, is Sean Keenan coming back as AJ, or is he going to be a recast for you? And Steve kind of just said that, and he rolled his eyes a little bit. So I can tell that he's been asked that question, like, 28 times. And he said, well, we do look alike. I mean, he is my cousin, after all. He was like, what would you think? It was like, we don't know. Like, you tell us. He was like, it's a soap. He's like, I don't think they're going to recast Jason.
Right, he's
going to
come back as.
Yeah, then he had his ego. His ego came into play. He was like, who could fill my shoes? After all, I am the Jason Morgan. I'm like.
Well, he is. That's about the truest thing he said in 2 months.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was cracking
he commands
up.
That old role.
I mean, there were certain people you can't recast, and that's that, but.
Yeah.
Bobby loved them so much.
You know, in this field, but you know, and you know, it feels like weird because you know, I thought I would never get to the point that I wanted him off my screen just because of where they were taking this,
yep.
And where you know it was
yep.
Like, okay, he can go now. He can just go away for a while. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I totally agree.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I
didn't
know.
When he announced he was leaving and we knew the story was going where it was going, I was done. It was like,
you know,
okay.
It's like Kathy and
I. I was mad the day he said he was leaving.
Yeah, well, it's like Kathy and I have talked about. The good thing about what Days of a Life has done in their thing about Peter Wecker being, we know he's leaving, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, they never has done his last air date, let us know, blah, 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 which I think is very refreshing, not knowing, like.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah, even though, you know, Bo Brady won't be there one day, but you don't know what that one day is by now because they are 4 months ahead. So for me, I'm like, okay, this is kind of refreshing. I went to General Hospital did that. I went to General Hospital this would have not leaked it out so fucking soon. Not just me.
Everything
not
comes
only,
out, though. We'll probably
not only
it.
That, I have a feeling that Bo/Peter's exit is going to be a lot better than what we just had to digest for the last month.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, they'll do it
mm-hmm.
much better.
Oh, so now is the baby really, really, honest to God, Jason's?
Who cares at this point? Really,
doesn't
seriously.
Doesn't matter.
I figured they announced it by now. No, they haven't.
They dragged that one out for a while.
That's his epiphany at the rake. He's really his son.
I bet you that's his epiphany.
On the hot sheet, I guess Todd's trying to decide if he wants to tell Sam or not.
But he can't tell her because then they'll find out what he's done. So he's going to try to get Diane to do it.
Right.
By the way, you guys, I should not go on entertainment sites like this. So it's going on, but it keeps me from wanting to. But, okay, Private Practice will end the episode.
Yep.
Fucking shit!
When's it ending, Carly?
What happened? On episode number 613.
So it's I told you it was only 13 weeks.
Ah, fucking shit.
We're losing
fucking
one.
Fucking shit.
Well,
fucking
shit. They were going to extend it because,
Addison was leaving.
Well, when I saw Amy Brenneman on The View, she said
they only renewed us for 13 seasons, so we're going like it's just going to be 13 episodes. She says we're going like it's just 13 episodes.
Yeah,
if they make it longer, then so be it. But right now, we're only doing 13 episodes.
Yeah, yep. But over the years, if we are to go for so go to more than 100 episodes, oh God, you know, fucking said. Okay.
But I watch Parenthood at the same time, and I don't want that canceled.
Oh, I so, like Parenthood too. So
it's really good. Parenthood is really good.
I love Parenthood.
I love Parenthood.
I'm not caught up with Parenthood, but I mean, but I love it. But I just. Yeah,
I love
Private
Practice too. Oh, that's sad.
I do too.
Well, I'm decided all the sad news I hear tonight. I'm decided I'm mad. So, and the other sad, you know, well, wait. Kate Ross and Tim Lee, Daly wanted to leave the show, so they killed. Wait, I thought Tim Delaney. I thought Tim it was. Oh, they know radio's here. Welcome to the party.
Hi, what are we talking about?
We are talking about everything in Private Practice is ending after the 13 episode wins, episodes, so called not happy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That sucks.
Yes.
Yes.
So, what are you up to?
I'm getting ready to do a party.
Okay, can you get drunk for me, please?
I'll try.
It's
oh,
me.
Anything. I am driving, but it is close to my house, so maybe I can have one drink.
Okay. Alyssa, I don't watch Parenthood, but she was the good wife and son of Anna Alki. The good wife is good.
I've
been missing it. I taped them all because I love revenge.
I love revenge.
Me too. Woohoo, revenge.
Yep.
I like it too.
I'm waiting for Emily and, what is it? Emily and,
Jack.
It's Jack, right? Jack?
Yeah.
Is this Nick Wessler? Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to get together.
I wish they'd hurry it up.
Jack is my favorite guy on television. Jack is my favorite guy. I love Jack.
He's cool.
My favorite.
I really hate that girl he's pregnant with.
Yeah, I don't like her.
I know.
I want her to fall off a cliff.
Right.
Oh.
I'll push.
Wow. Wait, did you guys hear about
Kyle
Dallas?
In me.
Did you guys hear about Dallas? The Dallas news?
What?
Okay. I'm so happy. This is my good news. Gary and Val from Knox Landing will be a part of season 2 of Dallas.
Huh?
Well, they're going to make it a perk.
Cool.
Oh, that's
cool.
Good. That's great.
Hopefully there's a reboot of Knox Landing. Please let this happen. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love Knox Landing.
Well, okay, but, you know, we would, see, I love Dallas. I mean, I haven't watched, I need to get caught up with Dallas. I really do, but, you know, Knox Landing was good, too.
I love Knox Landing. I love Dallas, but I really like Knox Landing, too.
Wait, is anyone from Knox Landing still alive that could be on there? There's no one.
I think so.
Donna Mills. Donna Mills.
Michelle Lee.
Donna Mills.
Well,
and the guy that played Mickey on Days of Our Lives. He was on the first stint. He was Michelle Lee's husband.
Kevin
Dobson. Oh, you mean
Don Kevin
Hulk?
Dobson, thank you.
Oh.
Kevin Dobson, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when you say the Mickey, I thought you were talking about John Clark.
When you first said Mickey, I thought of him, too.
Yeah, I'm like, originally, and like, I keep forgetting there was other Mickeys, and, you know.
Then I said Kevin Dobson, yeah.
Yeah, I see. Well, that's good. Knox Landing was good. You know, Dallas is good, you know. I get me wrong, well, I thought Dynasty was good. I liked the Pooh scene. That was awesome. I love the post scenes on
Dynasty.
Dynasty. That was awesome. Now, only if we could have a swimming pool in General Hospital and everyone could just put Sam in and let Sam drown. Be
hold
the
her
perfect
head down.
Day.
Yeah,
put
some cement shoes
perfect.
On her.
Hold that.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
You got to chain her up with a ball and chain, though, and put her down there so she can get back up.
Oh, see,
then she couldn't be on Dancing with the Stars also.
Oh, yeah, she can because she's superhuman. She does it with broken toes and fevers. Come on.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, she really played that up big time.
Well, she didn't have any clothes on.
I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody say. That dance was terrible, and the judges cheated. I don't have any respect for those judges. Each and every one of them cheated.
She didn't have any clothes on. That's how they judged her.
She never does.
All I'm wondering, though, is if she's sleeping with Vale, because she looked really close with him.
Yes.
Have you noticed that she doesn't clap for anybody? She doesn't do any of that stuff. You know, everybody else is clapping for the other couples and stuff, and she doesn't do anything. She's just hanging on him. I'm like,
I'm gonna have to watch for that. I didn't even notice. But I
was hanging all over her dancing buddy when I watched a little bit of it this week. I was like, they're doing it.
The reason why she was hanging on him, I'm not sticking on far, but I'm just my observation. The reason why she was hanging on him was because she was holding up one leg, because she couldn't stand on her toes.
Oh, poor baby.
But she
had a
question.
Keep kissing on his arm, though.
Are you serious?
She had no more.
Her toe was no more broke than my toe is. I don't believe this shit. I don't believe her toe was no more broke than mine. I'm sorry, and my toe is not broke.
Oh, no.
If I was his dance partner, I wouldn't stop touching him either. Just telling you.
He is good looking, but...
Wait a minute. Joe Lander was on Oxlandy. I believe he was on Alyssa. I could be wrong. But I saw him on Oxlandy, but Carly has been proved wrong before. Oh, and Alyssa goes, Kelly, behavior, this proves he is the best. Yes, he is.
The guy that's been sitting next to Nancy Lee Braun.
That's her boyfriend.
That's her boyfriend, right?
Heath Freeman.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You mean she's got a real boyfriend still? You mean she's not still crying over that 18-year relationship that broke up over 2 years ago that I'm tired of hearing about?
Yeah.
That's
a little weird, though. I still think that's... No kidding, that's weird. I think
that's
kind of weird.
If
you look him up on Twitter and see his tweets, you'll see something kind of weird because someone tweeted to Kelly, "Is Heath Freeman the guy you were talking about on Dirty Soap that you had the 18-year relationship?" And he writes to that person, "Mystery solved."
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. She's been with this guy, Heath Freeman, for a couple of years.
Well,
she said,
I knew she was with him,
but I didn't know she was still with him.
He's there every week.
Yeah, he is. And actually, Becky Hurst, somebody had wrote something about Kelly, and he responded and Rebecca Hurst wrote, he would know. So.
Nancy Lee Grant asked him the other day, how is she feeling? The day of the show, she asked Heath, how is she feeling? And I don't know, he said something, she's okay. Whatever he said, I don't know what he said. I didn't pay that much attention to it. But I did pull him up on Twitter.
I'm not, you know, I'm not sure what, but it's, I don't know. But he's there now every week. He wasn't, a couple of times he wasn't there when, I don't think he was there the night Becky was, or maybe he was there that night. I don't think he was there the night Becky was there.
Well, it's weird because she never mentions him. She was on Marie. I just happened to watch it the day she's on.
I saw it.
And did you? And she never mentions her boyfriend ever.
She said she just started dating.
Yeah.
But someone told me it was like 2 years. They've been dating for 2 years.
Well, she's, I know, I the first
it's
time
been
I looked
a while.
Him up, first time I looked him up on Twitter, I looked him up because I saw her tweet something about him. So I said, oh, who is this guy? So I looked him up, I saw him, and then I said, oh, that must be her boyfriend. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
When I first went on Twitter, long time ago.
That's why I thought maybe they broke up when she said that she was single. I'm like, oh, wait, he's at Dancing with the Stars?
When
I haven't paid attention.
When she was on Dirty Soap, she was talking about, I was in an 18-year relationship.
Oh, yeah.
I
she did on
up.
Marie, too.
And the, but when she was on Dirty Soap, she was seeing that Heath Freeman. Unless they're just friends.
You know, this is like a long... Oh, does anyone find it odd that there are no Becky List brothers?
I really think they may be writing her off. I'm thinking that's where they're going.
No.
Okay, if they really do that, they will see Becky Nathan again.
I know.
After them. And so they are not going to withstand. They are too dumb. Yeah, okay, they will never do that. That would be dumb. And they know it.
Now, is ABC smart? Can anybody say that ABC is smart?
No.
No, but I have no indication. Look, I don't know what her future storyline is, but I have no indication that they would want to get rid of her. Now, that's not to say we won't see her for a while till the story starts cycling out and other things come to the forefront.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, you know, we're going to deal with Jason. We know a couple of things. We know Jason's dead. We know, supposedly Edward's funeral or what have you is on the horizon. And,
yeah.
You know, we got the Connie Kate thing. So we
well,
may not
you
see
know,
her
but,
for a while.
You know, but I think Rebecca will be back. Maybe for Edward's funeral because, come on. You know, she has been a friend to, you know, Emily and... The mother of Zeke.
She'll be back. I'm just saying as a major
yeah.
part for any particular storyline right now. I mean, we'll see her here and there, but as far as her getting a story, I don't know, in the immediate future, I just don't think they would. Look, I know ABC's not that bright, but with Steve leaving, do you think they really could? First of all, what reason would they have to get rid of Becky? Steve's gone.
Because
so
she hasn't got a storyline if they're not going to write one for her.
Well, but we don't know what the future holds. That's my point. I mean, as far as Liaison versus Jason, that argument is over as of August 28th. So, see,
well,
the reason she got fired the last time was because she was a direct threat to the bitch. I'll use that word, bitch, and her pimp daddy. With Steve being gone, what impetus would they have to get rid of her?
If they don't want to write a storyline.
Well, talk about ABC. They don't see her as a main character.
Well, but they
look on their ABC website, they don't even have her as a core character.
Yep.
And she's
a
party.
But that does not mean they're going to get rid of her.
That does not mean anything.
No, you're right.
I mean, put it this way. Steve Burton even means nothing to me because what did Steve Burton's presence for her do for the last 4 years? Nothing. So, I mean, I'm not saying that Kelly's going to be in the backseat and all of a sudden Becky's going to move up, but I find it hard to believe, as much as I'm pissed with these people right now, they would be that crazy to get rid of her. I haven't seen any.
No, and you know what? She's on a contract until at least July, so come on, May. They are not about to say, oh, by the way, you know, they are not that stupid to do that a second time when they know that Becky needs to.
But, you know, well, they may not fire her, but if they put her on the back burner and you see her blank here, blank there, what's the difference?
Well,
right.
I'm just thinking.
Well, we didn't fire her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but, so what's the difference? You see her standing up in General Hospital as a nurse for, a minute, and then, boom, they go off to something else.
Yep.
Well, I'm, like I said, for the future, I'll put it this way. I'm going to live in my delusion land for a minute and hope that maybe, just maybe,
yep,
somebody will get the bright idea to bring her kid back to her. Just a,
yep,
thought.
Well,
yeah.
I think we all hope that, but we got to be cautiously optimistic.
Well, and with AJ coming back, see, you know me, I've said for a year, it makes perfect sense to have AJ having Jake for payback.
Yep.
I'm not letting go of that little hope of mine. Whether it happens or not, who knows, but it makes perfect sense that AJ would have him.
Who's saying that AJ is not working with all these other people, too? And
oh, absolutely, I think that.
Yeah, and it's not working with his, you know, quote-unquote sister-in-law. We don't know that. I mean, I would not put it past her to be working with his dead, very dead brother. Not
yeah,
the
but
dead
you know
brother.
What? I thought that, too. I thought, boy, that could be a really, really phenomenal storyline, possibly, if they write it well. But then I thought, I don't want Sam on my screen that much. I don't want her as a main focus anymore.
Well, but you know,
if she commands the screen, continues. That show
something
is.
You just, then, you know, I think that we're going to have to hope that they don't. But if they do, then.
Well that's what, yeah, exactly.
Well, that's,
I mean,
just it, though.
Just
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to have her up front, dirty her up a little bit. I mean, because obviously we have no control of what how many minutes they put the stupid bitch on there. So therefore,
exactly,
if they're going to do it, you might as well sully her up a little bit.
Well, you got to understand, she's also got the prodigal son for the Quartermains right now.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, this may be far out there, but we also don't know if that's the end of the paternity or maternity story either. It probably is, but we won't know.
Yep. I mean, is, you know what, I mean, you know, like I always came back to, you know, I just wish Steve was just stuck around until at least Thanksgiving, Christmas time that he could have gone, because I think a lot of it could have been written better, and, you know, it's going to be very interesting on Monday and Tuesday and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just still hoping that Alan is coming back. Or,
yeah,
even
I do, too.
The ghost of Alan. I'll take that.
No, I hope he comes back alive and kicking.
Well, I mean, I do, too, but if it's a ghost, I'll settle for that. But
I mean, if it's a ghost like Ron Abbott does on Y&R, I would go for that.
Yeah, but see, I want him to come back and prove that they mess with the Wills.
Kathy, and you're on the air again.
Thank you. I got cut off.
Welcome
because
back,
it says you're on both, and it doesn't say you ever dropped off.
It's
and
Comcast
is evil.
I don't know. Blog
yeah.
Talk's been given a fit once in a while. So.
Yeah, it really
yeah.
does, too. Wait. I believe the dumbass thing, the results from the child being heard to Sam without knowing it. Yeah?
Well, she could have.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to play it that way, the groundwork has been laid for them to come back and say that's not her child. Now, whether they'll do that or not, I don't know. My head tells me no. My heart tells me yes. I guess I got to wait.
Yeah, go back to the viable eggs. I mean, you don't just stick something like that. And you know, it's always played in my mind, the viable eggs thing.
Well, and maybe that, and I'm just hoping that was the sole reason they put her with those tests to begin with. Because
yep.
that was their way to put her around that storyline, but I don't know.
But can I ask you a question? Didn't they just test her against Taya's baby at the time, which is hers, and the DNA matched? Isn't that?
Well, that's what happened, but the problem is, they made a big deal to say, Liz put her name on the test. And my theory about this is, Liz goes down to the lab. Her name's on the test. She told Jason, I'll put it in my name and put a rush on it. What if Liz forgot to specify to the lab technician, whoever it was, hey, so-and-so, I know this says Elizabeth Weber, but you actually have to test it against Dan Morgan. I'm doing a favor. She might not have specified because she said specifically, I'm putting it in my name. And if she didn't tell the technician, nobody would have known.
Doing something.
True.
So I'm hoping that that's a little window, if they want to go that way, that she can say, oh, I think, you know, and that would explain a positive result. Because the lab technician is going to look at a paper that says Elizabeth Weber, and God knows we know she's got 8,000 DNA results there herself.
Good point.
And, and, you know, I mean, they're still, correct me if I'm wrong, they're still, what's the word I'm looking for? Carrie, help me. Things from Zach and Courtney. I can't think of.
Oh, the
end? The wood. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, we know. If you heard Lulu's comment to Luke about Liz's DNA, she mentioned, well, you could ask Liz how accurate DNA tests are. Did you hear her?
I did.
And yesterday, I think it was yesterday's show, right?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
So, maybe it's
what did she say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you guys.
In yesterday's show, Lulu mentioned to Luke about DNA test, and she threw out the crack, you could ask Liz how accurate DNA tests are. So maybe it's a foreshadowing.
Well, that's true, because number one, they could do one of two things, change the mother or change the father, because they could say that, because remember, they had two different results for that baby. They could spin it that Heather got the wrong, somebody printed out the wrong results. Heather thinks that Jason's the father, but what if the, how do we know those are the actual results? So they could go either way with that.
Mm-hmm. And how do we know crazy Heather didn't just make up something and put it on paper?
Well, that's it, too. I mean, I mean, she seemed sincere and like when she was talking to herself, but I don't know because I don't know what they're going to do, but they have a way to do it either way if they want to do it.
Yeah, no, they know my deal is back. This I would, you know.
But that's the first thing I said. I think I said it to Albert first. I said, what if she didn't tell the lab tech, make sure you test it under Sam McCall's and not, because the paper says Elizabeth Weber.
That's a good point.
So the tech's going to run it to what he or she sees. That's why, and of course, Liz is oblivious to this. She doesn't realize it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is funny that, you know, we've seen so many things in the last couple of months that, you know, didn't make sense.
But then when I see something like I see on SOD, I say to myself, these fools are never going to take everything away from her. Fat chance in hell.
Yep. Well, that's a bias. All those soapbags are biased against Sam anyway.
Well, but it's not biased if it's his words.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not giving these fools the benefit of the doubt anymore. They clearly have told us, first of all, it played out on screen what they said in the mag anyway. We just saw it. They clearly went with J. Sam. Now, whether that was always the plan, I have no idea.
I think they pushed it because ABC wanted them to push this because she's in Dancing with the Stars.
Yep, and that's why this baby storyline happened just when it was. It's no coincidence that it happened when she was on trying to do, you know, her little dancing.
Because I bet you they would have mixed it up more, but because of Dancing with the Stars, they made her front and center.
Yep, I think that's what I believe, too,
100%. All right. You know what, but remember when she complained, I'm looking more because of Steve's exit. So, you know, with what, in my opinion, they was the exit a little, you know, quicker.
Well, when they interview her on Dancing with the Stars, they always bring up her character and what's going on with the storyline. So this is doing her. We're all good.
I didn't notice that.
When they interview her? I haven't noticed that. You know what? I've watched a lot on YouTube, too. They have a lot of behind-the-scenes interviews with her.
Yeah, they got this party thing, and that's,
yeah.
And that's what it is.
Because on the TV show, I've never heard them mention Sam or anything.
I might have watched it on YouTube, because they do a lot of back interviews behind the scenes.
That's yeah, on the show, they don't mention Sam, Jason.
Yeah, how coincidence they cut all that out. And it's funny, because I believe they're using GH fans to pimp up Dancing with the Stars. But
yeah.
they won't pimp GH, though, to the hilt.
Does anybody find it
don't.
Funny that Steve Burton and Scott Reeves do not vote for her and do not even mention her, and then they said she's dancing?
I got a better one. Did you find it strange that Tony Geary was in the audience?
Well, yeah, that I did find strange.
Yeah, that was... Tell me that ABC didn't tell him he needs to show up.
I can't tell you that, because that would be a lie. And I think they... And to be honest, I'll take you one further. I swear they promised him extra time or something, or extra $5, something. I don't know.
Upon the millions he already gets.
There had to be a reason. He didn't show up there just because he wanted to. I don't believe that for
exactly.
one hour.
I still don't believe it, and I saw him with my own eyes. I still don't believe it.
I know. When I heard he was supposed to be there, I thought, nah.
I think, Shiloh, you're the one. I was talking to you that day. I think you're the one that said it, and I said, no way.
No, you told me. You told me, no way.
I told you. I said, no way. I told Carrie, I said, no way. I did not believe it. And when I saw him in the audience, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and then Cassie called me and goes, you won't believe it. I'm like, what? And he goes, Tony Geary was. I'm like, no, he's not.
Well, it's just like Rebecca Hurst being there because she's pimping Kelly. That's what it is. It's a whole pimp job going with Liaison and J-Sam.
Well, how about on her tweet? She said, "Put the fan base wars aside, because you know why? They brainwash the people of General Hospital to actually think that if we support Kelly, it's going to help the show."
Yeah.
Propaganda and bullshit.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why when they got married and had the baby, her wedding damn near killed the show.
Yeah. I mean, this, You know, there's one thing, I mean, as much as I real sort of, and there was rumor Tony Geary would not work for chemo, yep.
Well, that, and so same thing with Maurice, and you can believe it because, like I've said a million times, you mean to tell me Sonny and Jason's a BFF, but yet Sonny never interacts with his best friend's wife?
Come on. And if him and Liz were married, he would be, not over all the time, but...
Well, it was like the other day when Sonny came to the hospital. There was no reason for Sonny to be in the hospital. He wasn't there to see anyone or whatever.
Wait, did he say he was visiting someone?
Who? He wasn't visiting. Who? Did he say he was visiting someone? I don't know.
I thought he was mentioning, I don't know, I mean...
Wasn't
I
he
going to
visit Olivia or something?
Yes, that's what I thought
did
he said.
That?
Yes.
Oh, all right. All right, I thought
I
he could was
there. I couldn't say he said he was visiting someone and...
Maybe he was visiting Olivia. I never thought about Olivia. Okay, I thought he was
well,
just there.
Because that's Dante's mother, and he still cares about, his kids
and
mother.
Oh, I know
mother,
he loves
so.
Olivia. I forgot she was in the hospital.
Yeah, she's in the psych ward right now. I'm just
Well, Heather pushed Olivia down the stairs.
Yep.
That's why she's in there. Because she was out.
Yes.
She was out of the psych ward.
Oh, okay. I feel like we did a stupid thing by wishing months and months away, and now months and months away, and they totally changed it.
I was just saying to someone a little while ago, I said, I feel like a fool because I put my trust in these people thinking that we would get something. Now, I didn't expect our couple to be for all eternity, but this is a little ridiculous.
Neither did I. You know what?
We got nothing.
Changed when Steve leaved. That's my theory.
Oh, well, that's exactly what it was.
That's the thing. We got absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And right. You know, and that's what, you know, and people was like, you know, writing Ron and this and that. And I was like, when I wrote him, I said, all I ask for you is to be fair. And you couldn't even do that.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, like you said, Alva, at this point, as liaison fans, as Sam or whatever, all I can hope for at this point is bring Jake back. Because, you know, the liaison ship done sunk. Just give me Jake back and make it a fair fight. And then you'll see Liz go up against Sam for her piece of the quarter man pie for her child.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Jake will be Mo.
Well, if not Mo, he would just be
well,
would just
not
be
Mo,
entitled.
But yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Sam, Delay goes, I'm ready to move on to new stories. Well,
yep.
Yeah.
I think most of us are.
I see with bring Jake back tweets again.
Uh-huh. I mean, I can't for the life of me figure out why he's not already back, but that's just me.
You know what? Yeah. I have unfollowed some random fans. Why? Delayed, are you still on the phone line?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, I love you, Steve. Oh, I have unfollowed some random fans on Twitter. It's hard not to be angry. Yeah, it's how not to be angry because, you know, really, I think we have a great cause to be angry at.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I gotta go, Carly.
Okay.
Bye, Carly.
Have fun at your party.
Bye, everyone.
Bye,
Carly. I want Diane and Alexa scene. Diane and Alexa scene are funny. I would not mind seeing Diane and Alexis.
Diane was funny today just walking in the room. She didn't even have to talk.
Oh, did she come back finally?
Yep.
Today.
Okay.
See, that's why I say after he leaves, I do think there are going to be things to watch. AJ,
yep.
Diane, etc. That's why I'm not, like, once this black cloud is gone, I think the show will get better because they won't have to focus on this nonsense.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you know, now that, you know, she had a little whatever back, you know, they wrapped up that storyline. She doesn't have to be on our screen every minute now.
Exactly.
And I mean, if God forbid, if these rumors about Stuart Damon are true, I'll be thrilled.
Oh man, I would love it.
I want Alan.
We need to get some key people back. And we're getting AJ. I think Alan will be back.
Even if Alan is like, what's his face? John Abbott is on YNR. I would go for that too.
Yeah, talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have to be someone that can get into the legal stuff, you know, because there was a lot of shenanigans that Luke and Tracy did, and I think they should get caught.
But maybe he'll say, as a ghost, maybe the audience, he'll say, so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that.
Yep. Well,
yeah.
I hope. But I don't know if he will or not. Because Tracy will get off, because she's a quarter mate. But I would like to see Luke take a crash for once.
Oh, I would not want to see Luke take a crash.
I wouldn't want to see that either.
Well, I mean, if Tracy and him were both involved, then they both should take a crash.
If Tracy's going to take a crash, then, you know, they're waiting. No, they're on radio tonight. She will be back next week. She's going to a party. If Tracy should take it too, I'm sorry if they both did the crime, but Let's not just go down for that.
And who knows? How do we know what AJ knows?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? And in my little head, I think, you know what? Maybe Jason knew Alan was alive. I mean, I'm just saying things that are in my head that could have possibly played out. You know, Jason could have took him to some island and protect him, blah, blah, blah. Monica being gone all the time, quote, unquote, could visit him on the island and just not say anything.
I think Ron's going to do some good writing now that he doesn't have the J-Sam shit to have to do and put all that in. I think he's going to do some good stories. I do. I think so. I hope so. I think there's going to be a lot of good stuff happening. I'm hanging in there.
I'm kind of hanging in there.
I'll be watching it. If I live till 75 years old, I'm going to be watching that show. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, yeah. Delayed. Because, you know, I know Son of Sunnings could be in Fudu. Oh, that is funny. What happened to Booney? Oh, poor Booney got sawed. Poor Booney got sawed. That Duke bad man needs to go away.
Bernie's alive on Monday. So,
well,
I think he's dead. He's dead. He's going to die. Well, I think he's going to die. He's real bad.
Who is?
Oh, man.
Bernie, isn't he?
I don't think Bernie's gonna die. No, I don't. I think Bernie's gonna be okay.
If Bernie's okay, then he'll tell them about Duke, and I don't think they're gonna let that come out about Duke.
Well, no, and probably. He's also tied heavily into Jason, so they might be lightening out the Jason folks now that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it. I think it's the main reason why Bernie's not going to live is because he can tell on Duke, and they're not going to find out about Duke for a long time.
And I think that was probably their just way to find a dispensable character to tie into why Duke's saying about, because that's that comment about Duke saying he finagled Sonny's assets to Christina or whatever. And
yeah,
Bernie
did it to protect his family.
They're trying to explain that away.
Right, and I don't blame Bernie, but I think if Bernie told, Bernie was scared. He was worried about his family.
Well, you know what, Jason?
They would have protected him. He should have told them, and then they would have played along with him.
Yeah, Jason and Sonny would have played along with them and protected him.
Yeah, he should have told. Bernie should have told.
And you know what? You know, and I love Bernie.
I love Bernie. I feel bad. His brother died. He's dying.
When wait, his brother died?
Oh,
did
Benny,
his brother
remember?
Yeah,
years ago.
He did, a long time ago.
That's why
Bernie came on.
Exactly, because Benny died.
Maybe they're stripper.
Oh, okay, fine. Don't think I'm stupid, you guys. But that didn't pop in my head like my brother. Sorry, Dad. You know.
Wasn't it the same actor?
Same actor.
Yeah.
I thought it was the same actor.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good.
Unless
you
have a twin. Only kidding.
Well, no, I mean, but no, I mean, you know, I mean, but I was yelling at the TV today because even though I know the sod was going to happen, I'm like, you son of a bitch, you need to die now. Die, die, die.
He's a bad, bad man.
Yes, so
don't you think Duke's going to push him in the water?
Okay, if Duke puts Jason in the wall, I'm going to put Duke in the wall, okay? Because if that happens, I will kill him.
Well, don't you think that's going to happen? Someone's going to push him in the water.
I think that's going to happen. I'm going to
At this point,
him.
We need him in the water. I want to push him in the water.
Okay, well, wait. But why is Duke get so interested in taking everything from Sonny? I don't get the connection between the two.
I don't know for sure. I'm sure some
Well,
money
you know what? Okay. Well, maybe he was jealous. Well, see, I still think this is not the real Duke. Because that's the
it
real
is.
Duke.
It is. They take fingerprints. It's him.
You know what? Okay.
Don't want to be a bubble with Tim.
Okay, Kathy, may I finish? Okay. If this is not the real Duke Lavery, then you know what? He would not have Robin somewhere. He would not do that as close as Duke and Robin.
Well,
Carly,
yeah,
do you
but
know the
we
rumor?
Don't know that he did anything. He could have.
Oh, come on! Rescued.
Look, he could have rescued Robin from the bad
guy. Well, I thought
guy.
That until yeah, but you know what? I thought that too, Shiloh, until now. But you know, Carly, you know what the rumor is going around, right? That he's Faison.
Okay, that's laughable.
So he might, Carrie, he might not be the real Duke.
Well, I saw on Twitter or something about a rumor about Faison, but in any case, I didn't know, like Shiloh was saying, I thought he was going to be a good guy too, but with him doing all this, it makes me wonder where he's at.
Yeah, exactly, because... I'm just saying because I watched the footage of Duke and Robin's relationship, and come on, he would never put Anna through this torture of this. So I'm really thinking Duke Lavery is evil, and bad, and I'm sticking to that. I'm not saying my opinion on Duke. I hate him.
Well, if that's a real Duke. He's bad.
If
he's
that
just
is
bad.
A real Duke, but he's a fucker, he really needs a fall.
Well,
he was bad
when he was on there.
But he was good and bad.
He
Come
was
on,
good
Anna.
And bad.
He was more like Sunny.
Yeah,
he was, right. He was more like Sunny.
Correct me if I'm wrong. When he was at a clinic the other day, a couple of weeks ago, not the other day, I got the impression that he was the one that gave the orders to Dr. Doolittle over there to shock
yes.
Robin.
He did, but he didn't
yes.
want her shocked that much.
Well, no, but why would you need her? But why is he having her shocked at all? Is my point.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he wanted to be the one to find Robin, to save her, to look good.
Well, I think that. Well, that's what I don't know. Has he been in it all along, or did he rescue her from somebody? That's what we don't know.
Yeah.
All I know, bad man, do bad stuff.
Well, Jerry Jacks was answering to Tam, so it seems like Duke was.
Although,
the one
do
that,
we know it was him though? Maybe he's answering to somebody too, for all we know.
That's true.
You know what? All we know is Lena could be into this too, up to who eyeballs. You know, we don't know that, too. Because I don't know. When the evil is going on, I think Elena is going to be there pretty soon.
I hope so. We still
they need
more
to
sense.
Bring her back.
I'm still thinking AJ's part of this, too, trying to take Sunny down.
Yeah, because there's no known connection between Duke and Sunny that I can remember. So,
but they went on the show at the same time, so there wouldn't be.
Well,
no,
I know. Well, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, if they were small, they would put like a little scene, you know, in. But, you know, I mean, because, you know, we know that they can put things in the last minute. We all know that now.
Well, for a second they did. Well, just like they built in a backstory between John and Sonny where we knew there wasn't, well, through the sister, so they can write whatever they want.
Exactly. They can, you
for
know,
not,
they...
Right out loud, so, we have the son, Trevor, or whatever his name is.
Trey.
Trey.
I know.
Yeah, I mean... But what I mean, you know, I mean, if Scully is dead, I'm going to be really, really in a happy mood because...
Well, I guess he does.
He is because he left. He's left the show. He already said he taped his last scenes a few weeks ago.
Yeah. He's gone.
Yay!
Yeah,
what's
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
He wasn't dead today, though.
Well,
we don't know that if he was or not, but they shot him. Or Jason did.
I mean, and this, I mean, I think that, I mean, I think that, you know, I think, you know, the stories from here on out might be good, Watson. The black crowd is leaving the building, so that's good.
It's so funny because if this story went another way, I think I'd be beside myself right now, but I never thought I'd say I'd be happy to see the dude leave after 22 years.
I know, me either.
This is crazy.
It feels weird thinking in my mind, Jason will be on screen then, you know.
Yep.
Because when Carly and Jason were having their last scene, I was in tears because I knew what, you know, he's leaving. And I was in tears.
That was
like,
a good scene.
This is all we get. This is wrong.
That was a good scene if she didn't come in the room.
Yeah, and, you know, that's when my Kleenex box hit the TV is when she came in the room because I'm like, I don't want to break my TV. I love my TV. What will not hurt my TV? And I thought my Sue might hurt my TV, so my Kleenex box people know Kleenex boxes don't do anything bad to your TV, so throw Kleenex boxes.
Well, and the funny thing is,
I just want to ask y'all what y'all think Elizabeth's reaction is going to be. Or what are they going to allow her to have as far as a reaction to Jason's death?
That's a good question.
I don't think they're going to have a reaction.
They will.
They've
got to
have a funeral or something, right?
She'll be upset.
She'll be upset,
but I think she knows that Jason and Sam got back together, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was happy for them, she said.
Well, yeah, we know Liz would do that, even if she wasn't.
She's self-sacrificing, so that's just her.
They've got her on some good medication.
They had a sucky scene.
I don't know.
I just want, you know, next week here, I just want Monday here just to see what the scene will be and everything. I'm just curious, so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Monday.
Yeah, but you know what, it's not so bad that I want to whisk the weekend away. I mean, you know. Because tomorrow night I'm going to Oregon for the night, and I get to stay in a very nice hotel. So,
That's nice, Carly.
Yeah, cool. And I asked my mom, I go, Mom, rooms of this sound nice, doesn't it? And, you know, she's like, nice but expensive. I'm like, damn. Yeah. But no, this getting away for a night will be nice.
Mini vacation.
Yeah, mini vacation, and so yeah, and I mean I think all of us deserve a mini vacation about now, and we should all send up bills to Steve Burton people.
I agree.
You know this. They sent him the bill because he deserved it.
He can afford it because he's still doing PAs in Port Upchuck.
Oh, I know.
What happened to him taking 3 months off?
Oh, he is, but he's still doing his PAs. And, well, he's not touring. The Port, Chuck will be in February, he said.
Yeah, and
Wait. Port Chuck isn't doing anything until February?
No, I think they're doing 9 cities in February, I think I read somewhere.
So it's not until February.
Unless I read it wrong, I thought I heard him say and saw it, something about February.
No, that's what he said in that interview, didn't he?
I think so, yeah, and plus I think I saw it on somewhere else.
Interesting, very interesting.
But he has more PAs in November.
Yeah, well, you know what pisses me off about that? People say, oh, he had the right to leave, it was his choice. I don't fault him for that, but what I find distasteful is you leave And after he announces he leaves, he adds PAs in November. Mm-hmm. Those weren't originally scheduled. He added them. And I'm thinking to myself, you still want to live on the coattails? I think that's why I'm so pissed at him.
Well, what gets me is you were leaving to take a break for 3 months. Why are you still doing appearances?
Right.
Wouldn't you be off for 3 months straight?
Right.
Yeah, I'm really confused. Because today he's in Austin with Franco.
With Franco, I don't... Mm-hmm. Which,
so he's not home.
Well, and see, that's the thing. And, like, someone supposedly... I saw on Twitter that it came out, not to go down this road again, but supposedly at Fan Club Weekend, or either on Twitter or Fan Club Weekend, I don't know what it was, but I saw he claims he gave them notice in June, which I don't believe that for 1 second, that he gave them notice in June he was leaving, and then decided after Fan Club Weekend, but whatever. But, yeah, he adds PAs for November. I'm thinking to myself, okay, I can understand you honor the tickets that were already sold. I can respect that. But why the F are you adding dates in November when you just told everybody you were leaving?
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't get that.
Because like we went round and round last week, that's why I feel he owes this show better, because if it wasn't for General Hospital, he'd be Steve Burton nobody, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, because he tried his fans of Hollywood and,
I
don't know. He'd be working behind me, at McDonald's or something. He'd be somebody, too.
Yeah, you want fries with that and supersize that man?
Exactly.
Well, he has a business background, so he'll
He's an entrepreneur.
He'll keep going.
General Hospital.
I don't think
freaking Monoviv or whatever at his PAs, or I heard.
I mean, I don't get
used
me wrong.
To. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to have to hold a bake sale for him. Don't get me wrong. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
But eventually, if your things don't become profitable, Papa's going to need a paycheck. And the thing that pisses me off is because if he needs a paycheck, where do you think, whose door do you think is the first one he's going to knock on? If we're fortunate enough to still have GH in a year, 6 months, and he needs a paycheck, whose door is he going to knock on? GH's.
Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe he'll still go to Young and the Restless. You
know. Oh, yeah.
Don't even go there. That's not even funny.
He can have Jeannie's dressing room. My hair is vacant.
Carrie, where do you come up with these things?
Your head.
I don't think we're going to have a big jail farm.
Yes. His wife can always go out and sell Tupperware or something. Don't worry.
No, Avon, get it straight.
He knew he was leaving years ago. That's why he set up all these businesses. He lined himself up really well.
And I don't fault him for that. Believe me, because you said, I've known for like six. He would tell anybody that would listen. As soon as he got his ducks in a row, we knew he was leaving. Hell, I'm sure you've heard me say in the past, if he had done this last year when everything was crap, I would have held the door for him.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. I don't expect him to stay there forever, but the show was fighting for its life, and you leave now?
Yep.
Because as mad as I am right now, I don't want to lose a show because I just got done losing. I lost 3 shows in the last 4 years.
I agree with you, Carrie. And
so as mad as I am, emotionally, I hope that they can rebound from this debauchery.
I think they will. I think they will because I see a lot of positive things coming.
I think they will,
within
too.
The show now.
See, that's the thing that I can't equate, is they write things well in certain areas, but then they just got dumb all of a sudden with this storyline.
Yeah.
That's what gets me baffled. I don't understand it.
Okay, they got dumb with this storyline, but now this storyline's over. He was dumb with JCM, but that's over.
It is, but we don't know the effect that it's going to have, because like it or not, a lot of Liaison/Liz/Jason folks are leaving, and that's just the way it is.
Yep.
We don't know what the ramifications.
A lot of them on Twitter said that they already stopped watching a long time ago. They just
Last week's ratings weren't that bad, right, Carrie?
They weren't, but they're on the way down. And let's see as it continues. And after he leaves for good, let's see if there's a drop, because there may be people that stay in just out of curiosity to see his
what
last
were
scene.
They?
That's
what
true.
Were
two total
you know
viewers.
I've been looking at some message boards and different Twitter things, and nobody seems all that upset that he's gone. I mean, it's not. I mean, a lot of people are like, "Hey, finally, you know." It's. I know he's a popular character, but there are still a lot of people who didn't like him.
Well, but where they're going to lose people is the disrespect of Becky Herbst. If they underutilize Becky Herbst,
right.
That's where they're going to lose people. Because that's that's what.
Yep.
Like I said, liaisons don't
know.
That's
a very sensitive subject to a lot of people.
That's the thing. And that's where they're going to
we'll
lose
see.
People if they don't put her in a proper
yeah.
storyline.
Yeah, Elizabeth
agree,
seems
but...
to be right there with a good story.
Or something. I hope she's not just propping up Stephen Lars.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
The most clueless character on General Hospital.
He is.
And not for nothing, the writers should have seen what occurred with Becky and how many fans she had.
Exactly.
And they should utilize her appropriately.
Yeah. Well,
right.
And if you want ratings, you utilize her.
And like you said,
exactly.
I don't think we would have been.
Yeah.
If we all can see that her talent is, you can't tell me that they're trained. I can't see that Becky
yeah.
Hurst blows Kelly Monaco and most other people on that show on their best day.
Yep.
You know what? I don't think I would have been as mad if Elizabeth's character would have been on there more. If, like, you know, they had so much Jason, if they would have had Elizabeth on there more, I wouldn't have been as upset.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
For her own story.
Yep.
I didn't expect it in the last month only because I knew they were going to shove this agenda down our throat. So
yeah,
yeah.
But they could have had
Elizabeth
on there, too, though, to balance it out. I mean, to have her only on there once the last, almost 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yep.
You know, even she could have been when, you know, I mean, I did like her when, you know, I had to fell off the roof or whatever, and she was there with Steve. You know, that was even nice. I mean, it
yeah,
was
but
like,
it was only, that's the one time she's been on in almost 3 weeks. So, I mean, it was nice to have her, but I want to see her
that,
more than just one day a month.
And that
well,
was
I think
part
it was
of J-Sam, and that was
Alpha.
Part of J-Sam's story.
Exactly.
I think it was Alva that mentioned that we want something that puts her in a storyline instead of just popping her on our screen every few, you know, for a few seconds pretty
yeah.
much. A lot of
right.
them, they show her, somebody asks her a question, and now she'll say hi and how are you, and then sends them where they need to go.
Yeah, and this. You know, I just hope there's going to be, you know, better storylines for her down the road. I mean, hopefully.
Well, they'll be foolish if they don't. I mean,
yeah,
this is a blatant, obvious error. And if they don't fix it now that they've removed one of the key characters that have the Sam storyline in, they're going to be really sorry.
Especially if all the liaison fans get together again and, you know, start, you know, doing their thing. Not
well,
liaison, but Rebecca Herbst fans and
right,
fans of
right.
that character. Like, they get together and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
the only
reason I disagree with doing any of that because she still has a job and she's collecting a paycheck. So I hope for everyone's sake that the show can continue. But if they don't make the right decisions, then there's no hope of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's very weird because, you know, I remember when Jason was off screen, you know, there for a while, you know, back when he was before. And it did seem kind of weird not having him on screen, you know, when he was gone the last time.
Oh, I'm sure it will be weird, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's such a big part of it, but.
Mm-hmm.
That's but they've gotten us to this point where we're happy that somebody's leaving who's a core character just not to be tortured.
Yeah, I mean, we are mad as hell right now, but, you know, I think, okay, in a couple of months, you know, are we going to feel different? Are we, you know, are we going to want, you know, to see Jason, you know, ever back on, you know, I mean, that's what I was thinking about.
Only if he's shirtless.
Actually, at this point, I'm afraid to even want him back because, let's play best case scenario for a minute because he's got an ego. The fool will probably be back for the 50th for a minute because he's too loves himself too much not to come back. But we don't have any guarantee that we're going to get a good storyline even then. So why even hope for it?
I wouldn't hope for it.
Me either, because they'll turn the 50th into a whole baby thing again. Instead of it being about all the characters.
Oh, look, my son just had a tooth. Oh, look, my son just spit up on himself.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, she'll be spending all that Q money. Jason's going to leave her with all of his millions. She'll be a rich little bitch.
No, Jason didn't revise his will. We don't know when Jason really reabides his will, even.
Or if
he updates it on a regular basis for
his job. I'm praying somebody filed the divorce papers.
I'm filing them. I'm hoping they were never legally married, but that's just my own.
Yeah, me too. I will go with that theory because I like that theory a lot better.
But am I to believe that? Nothing's ever going our way, so I wouldn't bet my house on it. I like it too much.
Right. That's the truth.
Anything we wanted,
never foreshadowed.
Nope.
You know what, and you know what, you know, I would love to see, you know, this curiosity. I would want to see, you know, now that everyone knows Britain's lost the building, blah, blah, blah. How many of those fans are going to leave just because there's no chemo in Jason? You know what I'm saying?
Well, they'll still stay because guess what? They're more a chemo fan than they were a Jason fan anyway. So her dumbass is still there. So they ain't going anywhere. They got their baby. They got their end game. They can turn on the TV knowing they got what they wanted. They got scoreboard.
That's right. They got everything they wanted.
She got her whole ass in that penthouse.
Right.
Oh, she went by a nice big house.
They got everything
got
they wanted.
Yep, they got scoreboard.
Yeah.
Really, what reason do they have to tune out? They've gotten everything. They had a little angst for a few months. Big friggin' deal.
B&B is hard to watch with Stephanie. Yep. Y&O is also good.
Did you see B&B today?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Why did you have to go?
I've been packing all day.
Oh, are we moving?
Yeah, next week.
Next week?
Wow.
That is so exciting.
Oh, my God, next week. That went by, well, wow.
That's how come my friends here are helping me get things packed up that I haven't gotten to yet.
Well, I mean, that's good because, you know, moving, you know, I never want to move again. So I think moving is like the worst thing ever.
It is.
It is, and I've moved so much in my life, I would think that I hope by now when I move to Arizona, I keep my butt there till roots grow deep and I die there.
Well, you
better have real roots because I'm not ready to lose you yet.
I don't plan on losing myself either, but I may lose my mind, but...
Well, didn't that already happen with this past year?
When are you moving? Because the way I look at it...
Thursday next week.
You're driving down Thursday.
Yes. And Tuesday, the 22nd and 23rd, one of those days, the moving people are going to be here to take all the boxes we've packed up.
So you want me to call in next week?
No, I'll be on the road.
That's sad.
Willie Nelson.
I mean, if you get voted in the call, you can't always call.
Who knows? But I won't have a computer, so.
Well, just don't try and drive in one or 2 days.
It's going to take us 3 days. We're going to go from Lexington to just past Arkansas in our first trip.
Well, I mean, wow, because, I mean, I just think that it's so hard to try and, make it there, and, I mean, it will take 3 days. Well, that's good, and hopefully you will be, having fun along the way, and it will be boring along the way, and all that.
That's pretty quick, though, Shiloh, right? 3 days? You're doing a lot of driving.
Yeah, because it's a little over, it's basically around 1,800 miles.
Wow,
that's
I wasn't sure it was that long. Wow.
Yeah, that's how come you got to put at least 600 or 700 miles on a day.
Wow.
Because the moving truck is supposed to be there about the day we get there.
Wow.
And I'm hoping they can move that out and deliver me last so I can at least have a day or two to recoup before I start on that.
Yeah, before you have to, pack and move and it took me a good 3 weeks to really, have everything unpacked. And
well, I won't be unpacked. It's all going in storage because I'm going to stay at my ex's and rent one room from him.
So everything's going in storage?
Yep, except for one box that I've got stuff in that I really, want to keep, like certain clothes and makeup and stuff like that.
Wow.
But I'm not having much either to take. I'm leaving.
Oh, you're leaving a lot behind? Wow. So, yeah, we'll miss you next week. Hello, everyone?
Hello.
That is
weird. That's weird.
Yeah, it sounded like everybody dropped.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Who all dropped? No, everyone's here. The only one that has not... Is Silo. Silo dropped.
Oh, Silo dropped?
Yeah. Well,
are we still alive or are we recording?
So,
are we on the air?
Who called dropped.
Callie, okay. Are we on the air?
What?
Are we on the air?
Yes, we are still on the air for 12 more minutes.
I don't know if we went into recording, because I know that sometimes it goes into recording.
Yeah, in 12 minutes we will be going into recording time. So, what is everyone doing this weekend? Anything fun? Anything?
I'm working, so no.
Oh.
I plan to do nothing.
That's nice.
that wouldn't be no different from my everyday life.
That's with Carrie. I'm with Carrie.
Carrie, you do stuff, Kathy. You do stuff.
Yeah, I know, but
I mean, come on, Kathy. I mean, she got her flu shot the other day, and
no,
when,
I didn't.
And you,
no,
what?
I didn't. I didn't go.
What? Wait. We specifically got off the phone because you told me you had to go to bed and get your flu shot.
I didn't go.
Okay. We really
I never slept the whole night. I laid in bed wide awake. I finally fell asleep early in the morning, and when my alarm went off, I couldn't walk. I came out. Billy said, you can't take a shower like that. I was so tired. I was a zombie because I do take medication when I go to bed, and I took it early. I took it early, but I never fell asleep. And when I woke up, I couldn't. Billy says, you can't get in the shower like that. You'll fall. So Billy said, go back to bed. I said, no, I have to go for it. And Billy said, go back to bed. So I went back to bed. Billy called him and said, I had a cold. They won't give you a flu shot if you have a cold. So I went back to bed, and I made it for next Thursday.
Oh, well, okay, fine. I
forgot to tell you that.
I know.
I
you never
Carrie.
Tell me. Oh, yeah. See, you tell Carrie things that I mean. Okay, we will be having a discussion about that off air later, Kathy.
Well, if you asked me how my flu shot went, I would have told you. I think Carrie asked me.
I assume you won, that's why.
Yeah, you know how it went? It went to somebody else.
Well, but you guys, I cannot get the flu shot. I'm not kidding. Every time I get the flu shot, I end up with 103 fever and I'm throwing up for 18 hours.
Well, then that would make you a good dancer.
Did you break your toe?
No.
Did you break your toe?
But, I mean, like, there's nothing you ever, like, there's nothing really you can do for a broken toe anyway, right?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing but bandage it up, you know, bandage it up so it doesn't hurt so bad.
Well,
but she didn't
even
have hers bandaged. I'm like, it was a lie. She ain't hurt her toe. It's a lie.
No, I didn't.
And had a fever. She's lying. I don't believe nothing that comes out of that chick's mouth. But in her defense,
no,
her toe was broke. Let me tell you, I have seen a lot of people with broken toes. I mean, she didn't wrap it. She didn't do anything to it.
I mean,
in her
defense,
other than
I'm going to stick.
I'm going to stick up for her. In her defense.
Oh, God. Kathy? Kathy,
I don't like the way this is starting.
In her defense,
I don't like this either.
I object.
Tom Bergeron brought it up, and she said, "I don't want to talk about it." She never brought it up again
because she knew she was lying to the American people.
She didn't want. I gotta say, I thought she'd play that to the hilt. I thought she'd play.
Oh, she you know why? She knew everybody else was gonna do it for her.
Exactly. One person said it.
Then my thing is, why have said it, period.
Exactly.
She didn't want anything. She didn't want anybody to know. Then why open your mouth to say it to anyone?
But
she wanted it out. She just does not want to say that it was her.
Yeah.
But that's Tom Bergeron, who loves her. Tom Bergeron did that.
Remind me to cross Tom Bergeron off my Christmas list now.
Oh, I know someone that's a cousin of his. My friend that's close to me that lives in Newburyport, his friend that lives up there is Tom Bergeron's cousin, and he says he's an asshole.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so maybe Tom Bergeron is a jerk.
Well, how did we know she had a fever, too? Was somebody else tweeting that?
Someone wrote that on Twitter. She never said that.
Nancy said that.
Oh, and also ABC Soaps and Dub guy said it too. So.
No, Dick would never do such a thing.
They never, and I'll tell you, I take this show very seriously. They never said that on the show. There was no mention of a fever, but I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, Nancy said she was sick because she said that her daughter was also sick.
Oh.
So her TV daughter and her real-life daughter were sick, she said.
So the votes that came in weren't compromised by, or they weren't, nothing happened with the votes because of a fever, because on the show that was not mentioned.
Did her score raise because of a broken toe?
I'm being impartial here. I have to be fair because I take the show very seriously.
I know.
You know what? I agree. It had... What she got had nothing to do with her broken toe or her fever.
That had to do with the upper right telling them to give her high scores. That's why she got
what?
The scores that she got. You got that right. It had nothing to do with her child.
Yeah, I'm
or
even
her
being...
fever. That's what ABC upper rank said, give her higher scores to keep her ass on the show. That dance was the worst dance of the whole night.
I thought
I'm
she was
sorry,
good.
But wasn't that... I'm sorry, Kathy. I have to disagree.
I thought she was good. I
she was not good.
I thought
look
it was
at
good.
That. She couldn't even, she didn't even lift. She was terrible. I think that was the worst dance that she had done.
I thought she was good. I just think the scores were too high. I don't think she should have gotten 9.5.
Good. No, when I say you good, that when I say you good, we got two definitions of good.
Yeah, I thought she was good.
I don't think she was good. I'm sorry. I don't think so.
You know what?
You mean to
Kathy,
tell me they raised the votes
because
she got broken toes?
Well, and you know, Kathy, I love you very, very much. But for once, I just have to agree with Alva.
You didn't see her.
I know, but I'm agreeing with the person I think is right. And my Kelly Monaco, he is way up there right now. So that's why, Alva, so I trust Alva. I trust you too.
I'm telling you. I see performances all the time. My girlfriend's daughters are better than she are, and one is 17, and one is 13. I've seen dances, I've seen poor dances, and I've seen great dances. And that dance that she did was not great, and they scored her really, really high.
I'm not saying it was great.
It
but
wasn't
she,
even good.
I think it was good. I think
it was
she did
very
good.
Mediocre. I'm telling you, it was mediocre. I'm sorry. It was
so what
mediocre.
Is she gonna have next week? The plague?
Yeah.
She didn't.
Well,
tell
I guess her broken toe will be healed because
no,
she's gonna put on a shoe and dance next week.
6 to 8 weeks those take to heal, don't they?
Hey, her toe will be healed.
She's oh, yeah, how long do broken
she's
toes?
Kelly,
does anyone
she's
know
Kelly
how long?
Monaco. Her toe will be healed.
Does anyone know how long they take? I don't know.
It takes a long. It takes a while.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, it takes a while because.
Anytime you break anything, it takes a while.
Like a heart?
Yeah, that too.
Well, she should get some stride rights and just mosey on across that floor.
Well, we have something to look forward to on General Hospital.
What?
We have a week without her because she took a week off.
Not if she block taped.
Oh, she didn't block tape.
I don't think she had time to do that.
I like the show so much.
She's Kelly Monaco. She's Kelly Monaco. She can do it all.
She didn't block tape.
She's the best actress on that show. What you talking about?
He can walk and chew gum at the same time on broken toes.
You better hope they don't kill off Stephen Lars, because then she's going to go back to being the most clueless character on the show.
Maybe they can be together.
She can just scotch tape those babies up and get to stepping.
Can Stephen Lars and Sam be together? Is that...
Yeah, what do you think about that? Two clueless
that really
people.
Off. Mm-hmm. I think that would really piss off Liz.
He's too good for her, though. I don't dislike him.
I wouldn't wish that upon him. Clueless shouldn't. Clueless doesn't need that kind of punishment.
I felt so bad for Jason today.
Yeah, exactly.
Samantha, did you feel bad for Jason today when he had his hands all over her?
No,
okay.
I didn't feel bad for him at all. In fact, I was reading my book at that point. So.
Yeah. I missed that. I
covered my eyes going, ah.
It was gross.
No, I didn't feel sorry for him. I felt sorry for me because I was watching it.
Yeah,
I know. Exactly. Yeah.
Feel sorry for your cornea retina.
Bye. Yes, sorry. We have 90 seconds before we go off air, but we will be staying on. But just remember the Rand Room tomorrow night. See,
there's
I did
no
remove.
Show. There's
no
show tomorrow night.
No Rand Room.
No Rant Room.
Okay. Fine. I tried to give up.
Well, come back. But there will be one next week, so.
There'll be one next week, so you can talk about it.
Okay. Oh, and next week I will be having a show, people. I'm going to a concert the night before, so I might have a lot of you guys be doing the talking because I don't know how my voice is going to feel because when I go to concerts, I kind of, what's the word I look? Oh, yeah, I kind of lose my voice, so. But I will have a show next Friday because I'm working on the top 10 reasons why chemo needs to be kicked off Dancing with the Stars before I throw up list.
Once in 10, she can't dance.
She's not going anywhere. She's not getting kicked off.
Like Phil Collins, I can't dance. We should stop playing that song.
Well, and you know what?
Oh, God, no.
Well, I mean, we also thought Mr. Palin was going to go for a long time, and look at that.
I was wrong. I was so wrong about that.
People finally
woke
up.
Our long national nightmare is over.
I was so
wrong. Not really. That'll be over next month.
Oh, God.
Don't go there.
Yeah, I know. But, somebody smarting the hell up.
Am I?
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah.
Good night.
Oh, Billy is like, okay, I'm tired of hearing people talk. I'm going
to
bed.
No, he's been sound to sleep in the couch all night. He didn't even hear me talking.
Oh, wow.
And I talk loud. He didn't hear me.
This is my belief. Good. No, I'm going to be funny. I'm like in a funny little mood tonight.
Can you announce when you're going to be funny?
Guess what? I'm going to be funny tonight.
Hey, I'm trying to. I just want to see Sam. Someone put a gun on Sam. Now, please, I will be happy.
And I feel really guilty for saying that since we have two people with the name Sam on the show tonight.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh. Thank you. Oh, God.
Don't feel sorry.
No, I feel guilty after Carrie said that. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah.
Don't forget my cat.
It was a delayed reaction.
Seriously.
Okay, why in the hell did you name your cat Sam? Okay.
Oh, we insulted Kathy's cat, too. Damn it.
Poor cat.
It's a boy cat. I like the name Sam. It had nothing
to
do with her.
Okay, are we Sue? He's a boy. How we say?
You know, think of a man, Sam, a boy, Sam. It was a cute name. I looked at him. I saw the name Sam. I never thought of her. It never occurred to me. I didn't think of her, so it has nothing to do with her. She's a girl. He's not a girl. I didn't name him after her. Believe me, I never thought of her. I looked at his face. He looked like a Sam. I named him Sam. That's it.
Okay, Kathleen, you know, sometimes I just play with your mind, too. You know that, right?
But I didn't name him after her.
I know, but I'm playing with your mind a little.
He does protest too much, Kathy.
Yes.
And then I was born before her, so there.
And my name was before her, too.
There you go.
There you go.
Speaking of that, Sammy Mammy, are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no.
Oh, nope.
I might have left you a message on Road to Nowhere because I did see a post from you. I'm like, oh, there she is. Because on the other one, I don't think you can message people on Christie's.
Oh, Sammy, you are welcome anytime and call in. You can say whatever you want, and, you know, you're totally welcome. You're fun.
Thank you.
I will even let you leave your name alone, but.
I got stuck with this name. No, it was something that I picked out in 1998. And it stuck with me.
Mm. Well, that's okay. Mine, that's my real name, so
yeah.
I didn't have any choice in the matter, and I've had it since 1970.
There you go. My daughter's name is Samantha, so
there you go.
That's where Sammy's Mammy came in, because my daughter's name is Samantha.
Well, you know, I mean, I just wouldn't mind if that, you know, I thought about it, like, you know, Sam McCall pisses me off more than Stefano DeMaio does. And Kathy knows about saying something. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, Stefano
well,
was bad.
Well, at least with, well, at least with Stefano, they don't try to whitewash him and make like he's all that.
To Barry Goldplein.
And well, not only that, and more importantly, Joseph Mascalo can act.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he can. I didn't know he was in his 80s, though. I was not aware of that fact.
Well, sure, he's been around since we wore diapers.
Something's going on with him right now, though. Right now, he's not on the screen. They're just showing him, like, a little bit, like a phone call. So I don't know if he's sick. I don't know what's going on.
I know, well, I know he was battling something personal earlier in the year. Maybe that's something personal was sick.
He's only making phone calls now. Not even every day, like every so often.
You know who's looking here? Somehow I gotta say, I don't know if it's me, but I think Dawn Aniston, you know, has aged really well.
He's
I like
him
too. Okay, fine. Okay, all right. Okay, it's
no,
bad enough.
No, it's good.
No, it was bad enough. I didn't know Anthony Geary was my father's age, and I'm like, oh God, you know. I wouldn't mind doing him, and my mom's like, he's your dad's age. I'm like, okay, why?
I love Tony Geary. I do. I know no one does, but I do.
I do?
I do.
I love
made
him as
the
a
show
character.
Today. He was so funny today. You know, I love him. He says, you're going to get a DNA test, and he pulls his hair out.
That was hysterical.
That was so funny.
I rewound that.
You saw it, Callie?
Yes, I will, because you told me about it. I'm like, Duke gained something he deserves. Oh, I got to see this.
He should have pulled the hunk out.
I'm sorry, but back in the day, I always thought Amber Cannon was, you know, cute, whatever. I don't think that anymore.
He was hot back then.
He was?
He did not age quite as well as he should have.
No, he looks a little...
Okay, so is this not me being... Is this not me... You know, is this... You know, I think... He is still, you know, yeah, he needs this to go away. He needs to go away.
I think it's because Callie and I saw him on Days of Our Lives being so bad that we hate him even more in this, right,
yeah,
Callie?
Yeah,
I watch him on Days, too.
Do you watch Days?
I watch Days, too, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we, Callie and I saw him, and we, every day I would call him, like, okay, can we kill him now? Can we really kill Ian? Please.
Jimmy, how are you liking Days right now?
I'm actually loving it. I like EJ and Sammy, but I love this whole thing they're playing out with Nicole and the whole bit.
I don't like it.
It?
I'm ready to turn my TV off.
I'm agreeing with Sammy and Mammy on this one because I'm enjoying it too. Because, you know what, in my
but
opinion...
Nicole's lying.
What do you mean she's lying?
Jennifer didn't push her.
Oh, no, I know she didn't. Well, I know, I've seen the scenes.
I rewound it
You're
like
right.
A few times. Jennifer
yes.
pulled her hand
well,
away.
Well, not only
she
that,
said,
get
more,
off me or something.
Well, not
like
only
that.
That, more importantly, the kid was already. More importantly, wasn't the kid already dead?
The kid was
yeah,
already dead. That's
the kid was
what
dead.
I'm waiting for to come out.
You know what the thing is, though? The thing where I am so kind of pissed off at AIDS is, okay, you make Nicole lose one kid already. You really are going to do that because there's another one? That's where
yep.
I'm kind of mad.
No, that was wrong. That was
it
wrong.
Was
but
wrong.
But Nicole already lost the baby. She was walking around with a dead baby in her. That was wrong, number one. That was ridiculous. That shouldn't happen.
But you know what? The doctor was ridiculous.
Of course.
He said, come back later.
That was stupid.
Yep.
But I don't think it's right. Jennifer is in prison. She's being charged with second-degree murder. This is wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's how I think that's how it's going to all come out. The doctor's going to come clean and say that the baby the baby was already dead.
Yeah.
We can only pray.
Yeah.
I mean, I Nicole is lying, though, and she's lying to, and anyone that wants to hear, she pushed me. She pushed me.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's upsetting me so much. I'm going mental.
See, and I'm funny because I'm an EJ and Nicole fan, and I don't think they gave them a fair shot. I wished, and same thing with Sammy and, what the hell is his
name?
Wave. No, the other one.
I can't stand him.
Lucas.
Yeah,
Lucas.
Sammy and Lucas, yep.
Yeah, I like Sammy and Lucas, too. But I can't stand Rafe.
I'm not a Rafe fan.
I like Wave. I like Wave. You know what?
I think that Dirty Soap did me in with him, and I just I can't stand him.
See, you know why I like him? I watch Passions, and he was on Passions.
I never watched Passions either, so
I loved him on Passions.
So
when he came over to Days, I was really excited because I already knew him. On Dirty Soap, I didn't like him that much.
I didn't.
Well,
I think
his voice came off more pathetic than he did.
Yep. And every time I watch a scene, I'm like, oh my god, his wife must be having a heart attack. Like the other day when him and Sammy were going at it, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I wonder what his wife's saying.
I like Sammy and Ray. I talked to Allison Sweeney one time on the phone. Something that I happened to talk to her on the phone, some weird thing. But she said, oh, you're a Safe fan. I said, yeah, I love Rafe. And I was telling her, this goes way back when they were first together. I really like Sammy and Rafe. But I was liking EJ and Sammy I went for a second liking EJ and Sammy. And then he was bad again. Then he screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did something. He always does something.
I just can't get over it. Same thing with Adam and Sharon. I can't ship a couple with it. There's a rape. He raped her all those years ago, and
that's what I have never gone over to about the rape with EJ and Sammy. I'm like, no, come on.
That just kind of skeeves me out. And plus, I preferred Nicole. I thought Nicole and he were a better match because they were both
teaming. Nicole and EJ. I love Nicole and EJ. I love them together.
I'm still on the Daniel and Nicole train myself.
I haven't seen them, so I can't speak
Not
on that because I stopped watching.
Not me, because she's using him. She loves him. She does love him. But she's lying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. Today I watched Days, and every scene Nicole was in, I fast-forwarded. And I never do that. Everybody knows I don't fast forward through scenes. I fast forward at every Nicole scene. Can't watch it.
I'm afraid to go back because I just had to lose Steve, and I have to lose Peter Reckle too.
Oh well.
Is his mother leaving the show? Is that why they're giving her all?
You know what? I don't know. Not because I am a hood, but I think this is a really good story. Even if it's not really, I think this is a very good story. How they are telling it, how they are doing it, I think that's a very good storyline to tell. Because it's never really been done. I don't think I like it that, you know, they are using the Bradys in the full center of the storyline. And they are using a lot more people.
And they brought Victor back.
Yeah, well, but I mean, I also love Victor and Maggie.
Yep.
So, for that,
I do too, but you know what? They're recognizing the past.
Exactly.
They're giving them the credit where it's due, you know, and they brought Victor into the scene.
And, you know, even if they did not rainbow together and all that, Victor will do anything for Caroline or Bold.
Mm-hmm.
That we'll never see. Caracas is about family. You know, I mean, if Caroline needs specialized treatment, I think he will find the best hospital in the Woodville.
Oh, yeah.
I still think that it just ties into every good storyline because everyone will be affected. And, you know, but Days of a Life have done a very good step with, we know Peter Wecker is leaving, but we don't know when. We don't know when his last scene, though. And that, for me, is really good.
What a novel concept, honoring history when somebody's leaving.
They are. And, you know, the whole Victor and Maggie are my favorite couple. You know why? There's no one else to root for. because there's no couples that stay together. One minute Sammy's with EJ, next minute she's with Rafe. A minute before that she was with Lucas. I mean, there's no couples to root for on there. Of course, Marlena and John, but now Christian's in the mix.
Yep.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'm enjoying the fact that, you know, I'm enjoying, you know, the fact that, you know, Kayla's back, you know, having scenes, Roman back. I mean, we haven't really seen Roman in a storyline for months. And he's back for this.
I can't stand Josh Taylor in the role of Roman. Oh, my God, I can't stand him.
See, I like him. I shouldn't say I like him. Today he was on, right, and he's sitting there with Kayla and Bo, and I'm like, oh, this picture isn't right. I kind of felt like you, Carrie. I'm like, I don't know. I liked Wayne Northrop.
Yeah, he'll always be Roman to me. This other one I can't stand.
I used to like him on that show, The Hogans.
I liked him as Chris Kostacek 30 years ago, too, but...
Me, too.
Yep, me, too.
I just don't believe in bringing a character back to play someone else when we know them as somebody else, and I just don't think he pulled off Roman from day one.
No, because, you know,
like
I mean...
He's not like the other kids.
No, and you know what, I mean, I've always said this, you know, bring back, what's the Wayne Northrop? I mean, he won't come back. So if that, just leave the Roman character alone for a while.
Because technically now he's the third, because we had Wayne Northrop, then we had to live through the John Black / Roman years, and now this.
Right. Right. But he's there. There's nothing we can do about it, so he's there. We have to go along with it. He's there. I mean, he's Roman, but I liked Wayne Northrop.
Yeah, well,
and I liked Wayne Northrop with Deidre Hall.
Oh yeah,
I
me
did.
Too. That's my yep. I've never been a huge John and Marlena fan. I've never been a fan of that couple from day one.
Well, I'm not crazy about Drake that much.
No, me neither.
Something about him. I haven't been a big fan of his. I mean, I know it's a beautiful love story supposedly and all that, but something about him. I don't know. There's something about him that just. I don't know. He's not my favorite. Let's put it that way. He's not my favorite.
Kind of aggravates me, actually. There's something about him that annoys me.
And that's a fact.
I can't pinpoint it. And it's like now, after not getting Liaison, I don't think I could go through watching a Bo and Hope breakup. Well, not a breakup, but obviously.
I know. I mean, but they are not saying how Peter Wecker is going to be with Janelle, so.
But obviously he's not going to be with Hope because he's going to be gone.
Yeah, but the thing is, we don't, you know,
We don't know.
Well, at least they had their story told.
Yeah, for years.
So something we'll never get to see over on the other network.
Well, you can watch him on Venice. He's on Venice.
I just wonder, you know, I just wonder how is it going to be with. Oh, wait, she dropped off. Oh. But no, I mean, you know, I just want to see, you know, how they're going to do the Bo and Hope storyline. That's going to be interesting.
Well, if you watch. Today, you wouldn't think he was leaving because he's wrapped up in his mother's story. I don't know how he's going to leave.
No, but I think Days of a Life is smart that they haven't linked the story or put a timetable on it or anything. That's what I like about the, you know, we know the day.
I don't think it's coming soon unless he gets killed.
Okay.
Sorry, Callie.
Kathy? Kathy?
Well...
That's not funny!
Well, he's in a big storyline with his mother now.
I know, but is this hard? I mean, is it easier watching him than it is watching... you know, because for the last week I kept saying, you know, Steve Vissley. With Bo, I'm not having that reaction. So.
Well, yeah, because he chose to leave, and they're going to do it right with Steve. It's just so contrived. This whole.
Yeah.
I was just thinking too. In the last month, he's had what once? I mean, we like you said, we barely see Elizabeth. It's a friggin' joke. Even if they weren't going to be together, don't you think they owe it to the 13-year history?
Yeah.
Well, you know what the difference is? Even, well, maybe it wouldn't be a difference, but Peter Reichel gave them plenty of notice.
But, you know what? The thing is, Days of My Life, Daniel has to warn differently about one thing, and just so you know, remember, Days of My Life, it takes 4 months ahead of time.
Yeah, and I heard Peter Reichel was leaving 4 months ago, or longer. How long ago did we hear Peter Reichel was leaving?
Yeah, it was during the summer.
Well, during the summer, but, you know, what I thought was small was, you know, there was no final air date and whatever. That's what, I mean, I kind of liked about it because, you know.
Yeah, because just like Susan Flannery went in there and said, I'm leaving, I'll give you time to write my story. So it's going to play out over the next 6 weeks, then she'll be gone.
Yep. I mean, we don't know the exact date, but...
And regardless of how much time he did or didn't give them, to go overboard with this lovey-dovey with J-Sam, that was kind of not necessary.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
It took too much time away. It was a waste. Every day was a waste. I watched it. Every day was a waste.
Yeah. And it was like when Kathy would call me after the show... I don't even say hi anymore, which I'm sorry for not being polite, but I go, how bad is it today?
That's what you said.
I'm like, every day, baby, I'm like, okay.
You know what, this was Steve gets, a shitty-ass exit. He deserve it. He deserve a shitty-ass exit that's not even about him, and that's exactly what he deserved. This
well, he deserves it, but
is
we
not
didn't.
Even about him. He deserve it because he did not respect anybody.
It
no,
is a
he
shitty
did not.
Exit, and he does deserve it.
But we didn't. What did we do wrong?
Yeah, what did we do?
But, yes, I mean...
They got a shitty exit.
They rushed it all. They rushed it badly. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
They just rushed it. And that's why I said I blame him and I blame them.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, most of my blame goes to him, but some of it is the writer.
Yeah.
You know what?
I mean, they could have handled it so much better.
I blame him 75%. I give the writer 25. I mean, maybe that's not that fair, but...
I think when the powers of the found out he was leaving, they told Ron, you have to wrap up this baby storyline. You just have to do it. And it coincided nicely with What's-Her-Face on Dancing with the Stars. And
for
they
sure.
thought all their stars were lining up. But unfortunately, it was a nightmare for us.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's the way I see it, at least. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll never know exactly what happened.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we're being unfair to Steve and saying, you know, but on the same token, just apply some common sense. I can disagree with the way they wrote the story, but I have to believe they wouldn't have boxed themselves in a corner like this if they had noticed in June. That just tries my common sense.
Yeah, me too. And, you know.
They were going to play the long game with this baby switch. They were. I'm sure they were. And they probably were going to have Liaison get closer, and they were going to have McMahon get closer. And then, boom, the baby comes back, and all the after effects from that.
That's what I was saying to Carrie. That's what they were going to do.
Well, and like you said, and I've never, I mean, as far as the baby storyline happening, I think we all here resigned ourselves to that fact. But the fact that this is, I mean, we knew eventually we were going to have to deal with it, but the fact that this is what we got for an exit storyline, it's crap.
Yeah, and you know what? Who knows if maybe Monday or Tuesday, who knows if we might see one little last scene with Steve and Becky. Yeah, we don't know that yet.
Yeah, but I'd like to think so. But if I had a bet today, I'd say no.
I think anything we see that may have them in it's going to be flashbacks, or somebody remembering something.
Right.
I something is telling me maybe not, and so I'm going to just hold on to that and say that.
Did you see him though? He's pretty. He's pretty bad.
Pretty much dead.
Yep.
I think he's going to get a kick in the off the pier.
Okay. I hope not. And if he does, then Duke get my new number one target to want to kill them.
The only possibility, I don't think this is going to happen either. Sonny gets to the pier before Jason gets kicked in there, but that won't happen because Duke is still there, I think.
I would think he would leave, kick him over. He could kick him over and leave, but then then Jason maybe, what's the word I'm looking for, pulls himself up onto the pier after they leave. Who knows?
You know what? I want a nice slow weekend, but in a way, I want Monday to come just because I'm curious about.
I'm dying for Monday.
The only reason he took that phoenix with him was because that's what they're going to find. That's the only part of him they're going to find is that
stupid
little phoenix.
Exactly.
Ugh,
he took that little McDonald's.
Not if, let's say, Sonny gets him out of the bottle, takes him to a place, we don't know that yet.
But they'll still find the toy and presume him dead, because if Sonny takes him, he's not going to tell anybody,
sure. Well, I know.
Unless the only person he tells is Elizabeth, I don't think we're going to see Elizabeth and Jason together.
I don't either.
Well, my only thought, hope, which I pretty much gave on it, that maybe she just happened by the pier when he gets shot, because that always seems to happen when he gets shot.
Yep. That's what I was thinking, too.
Well, I was hoping for that.
But we still have Monday, so the way I'm going to see what Monday
Please,
is.
I am not even expecting any kind of Liz showing up. I'm not.
Okay, well,
they have put it on us. No, they have shitted on us, so the shit ain't clearing.
Here, I'm not giving you nothing.
Yeah, they have given us nothing.
Okay,
so,
I'm just saying I'm going to just be open about it and to see what happened with it.
Yeah, my open book has been closed.
Yeah, just kind of the dry feed like this.
Yeah, the fat lady has sung for me. She is dead and done.
She done did her encore?
Yeah, she done did her encore. You know,
even
what Jamie Gibbons was saying, I think, played out, and that was it. And
no,
I don't know why he didn't want to tell
I
the story, because it wasn't shit to tell.
Okay, I don't think everything Jamie has given has said played out yet, either.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it has, but I don't know if we'll see.
After today, even if they do run into each other, the respect, it's lost something.
It's gone. After today, what he said, all that stuff, it's
to
gone.
Her? Uh-uh. Yeah, I can't.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. I couldn't sleep in the bed. I slept in the... Where'd you sleep? On the couch? Yes.
In the pink room. No, in the pink room.
Right,
you
said in the pink room.
And
no,
then he said
couch.
No on the couch.
Of course, because that's all they ever do is everything revolves around that couch for them.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
But see, this is what I'm saying. I mean, this was my problem with these people, right? They put them back together. You got to rub it in. I mean, that's sickening.
He rubbed it in.
Well, what was worse was I found the conversation that Liz and Jason had about him not wanting to rehash everything and putting her in danger and all that stuff. He was a hypocrite today because he gave it all to Sam. Everything he didn't give to Liz, he gave to Sam.
Yep.
So
that's what I've been trying to tell Carrie.
It was so hypocritical.
Yes.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
He has given everything to Sam.
everything. Every time he opened his mouth saying danger, danger, danger to Liz is shit. It's bullshit.
Now he's all of a sudden going to protect them, and he doesn't want them to ever leave, and this is where they're supposed to be. Come on.
Okay, but mine.
Even if he come back, I don't think I even want Liz even with him. I'm going to tell you the truth. This has really turned my stomach.
It has.
I want Liz to have respect for herself. Let him go. Let him go for good.
Oh,
let
I agree. After today, after what he said to Sam,
I
don't want him with Liz.
I don't want to hear that danger, danger, danger shit no more. Ron and Frank has really killed it for me.
They killed it for me, too. Not unless he wakes up and this is not the real Jason.
Fucking April Fool's, this is all a dream.
Yeah, if it's a dream,
yeah,
then maybe
they would have to do that.
Yeah, because short of that.
Because they killed it. I have to give them a hand. They did what Fonz did not do.
Yeah, they finished it.
See, they didn't finish it for me, I guess, because
they finished it for me.
If
you take a man back that has said and done these things to you, I think something is wrong with you as a woman.
You have no self-respect.
If you want to see it finished, watch today's scenes.
See, this is my problem.
From what you guys are saying, I can't.
See,
watch
that's the
that.
Thing. All I can say is like he just poured salt in the wounds. Bad enough you put them back together, but you have to make it like she was the everything.
Oh, he rubbed it.
But he
in
didn't
our faces.
Say that. Someone said, Sammy, you watched. What did you say, Kerry? Mm-hmm. Someone said on Twitter.
They were saying on Twitter that supposedly, if I read this right, somebody on Twitter was saying that he said the only woman that ever mattered to me.
No,
he did not say that. Todd said that.
Carly, did you watch it?
Yes, I actually watched it, Alba.
You watched those scenes?
Wow.
Yes, I did.
Unless someone's saying that's what what they interpreted it as.
No, he didn't say that. He said everything else.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter that he didn't say. He said everything else.
Well, yeah, even if he didn't say those words, the words he spoke basically said that she was everything.
Exactly.
So when he comes back for the 50th, of course they're gonna put them back together. But I'm through with it. You know, always love, but I definitely don't want Liz with Jason. I don't want her to even pine over him. I want her to forget about. He's dead. Let him stay dead. I don't even want to hear out of her mouth her feelings for him. I'm going to tell
you. Well,
I do. That's just how I don't even want to hear it.
I agree
because
with you,
Alba.
I feel like that, too.
He has nothing.
At this
he has
point.
Nothing good to say to her, so why should she even have anything good to say about her feelings for him? He had nothing good to say about his feelings for her. Nothing. She meant absolutely shit to him.
And she poured her heart out to him.
I was just going
to
say, even when she poured her heart out, he did not comfort her like he
should.
Nothing.
Nope.
And
no,
then I guess that's
what's breaking me. Back in the day, I will always be a liaison fan, but from this point on, I don't want Liz to pine over him at all.
Well,
I hope they bring someone on eventually. Not now, because it's too soon, but at some point. I think liaison's gone.
And the scene with her holding the baby and and Sam and Jason standing there, I felt that was a totally disrespectful scene, too.
Oh, I hated that.
Because she poured her heart out telling him she's getting everything that was supposed to be mine.
Right,
and
there
you know,
she is.
And he stood there with a smirk on his face. Like, if you watch the scene, I was like, oh, my God. They didn't just do this to us. That's like, I felt like they were just stabbing us all week with a knife.
She says, I'm very happy for you. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah. It was, because if you've seen her, she was leaning into the baby. She was torn.
Wasn't she holding the baby first?
She was holding the baby. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm...
So she has to hold their child when she lost her child.
Yeah, yep. It was awful. It was awful.
And
yeah,
Jason
it was.
Stood
it
there
was
with
total,
a smirk on
total,
his face.
Total disrespect. Total
it was, it
disrespect
was, yep.
to the liaison fans. Total disrespect.
Now, Ron didn't have to write that like that. She didn't have to be holding the baby.
Nope.
She didn't have to go up to them and say, I'm so happy for you. The way she did it, that had to be her last scene with Jason? No.
Yep.
Especially when 2 weeks ago she was basically, like you just said, oh, she had everything I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the thing is, and I'm trying real hard to not make it about one person, one couple, because I realize there's a bigger picture. But when you have writers, that how, I mean... I'm sorry, liaison's not everything, but it is a big part for me. And when I see you disrespect a couple and a whole entire fan base, how am I supposed to trust that you'll write anything else and respect the history?
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a real hard time trying.
He really shitted on us. I'm going to tell you, we thought Bond shitted on us. He shitted on us.
Well, I've been saying that because he pulled
up his leg and just shit it like a. I can laugh. I have to laugh at it because then I won't have to get angry because I want to write him and say, Ron, thank you for the shit that you gave me.
I gotta
you shit it on the
so
liaison fans up and down.
I got to write this down.
I got to tell
Billy tomorrow.
We have the five phases of grief. Alf is laughing. I'm like distraught. Mm-hmm. Anybody got anger?
Girl,
I got to tell Billy.
Where's my notebook?
I'm more trying to keep
humor. He raised his leg up and shit it on us.
Okay, you said it again. I can get that.
Wouldn't that be pissing?
No, he did it. He did a one-leg squat.
He squirted.
Oh, and
God,
did it.
Write this quick.
You need to draw the diagram so we can feed it to
you. Yeah, I mean, we have to laugh about it because it's so painful. It's painful. I have to laugh about it.
I'm with you.
You know what? I said I wouldn't write him, but I think I got to write him one last time. I just want to let him know he shit it, that he raised his leg and shit it on the liaison fans. You did what Fonz couldn't do.
Fonz didn't shit on us,
but he shit it on us.
If am I going to need air freshener when I read this tweet?
Yeah, you are. He'll probably blocked me again because I think he blocked me once before.
So you need air freshener just to read your tweet.
I had to write it down because I like to tell Billy what Alva says. He gets a kick out of it. Like the night Alva said, I love when she said it. I think Bush was a little mentally retarded.
Just a little?
That was the funniest night. I thought I was going to pee my pants.
Oh, no. Did you raise your leg?
Yeah,
girl,
I raised my leg.
I have to say, him and ABC, they did the trick. They did it. I have to say.
Yeah, and we're the assholes waiting for a treat for 13 years to keep coming back to the same house expecting to get the good candy.
Yep.
Yeah, really.
They gave us those.
Thanks
and you know
the
they gave us?
Corn.
You know they gave us? Those dum-dum lollipops.
Yeah, those candy peanuts.
Those sucky dum-dums.
Bastards.
He raised his leg and shit on us.
While the other one's got the king size bar.
Yeah.
He said, "Here's your bomb bombs, lady."
Milk duds.
on. I'm going to got to be quiet. I got to be quiet.
Yeah, they can't hear you three doors down with your kryptonite.
They can hear me. I'm right at the door. My notebook is right at the table at the door. I wrote this down.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron have nerves to get mad because people don't like what he's doing. Mm.
Imagine I'm taking notes. I gotta mm-hmm. tell Billy.
You better have a five-stop going over there.
I wish I could really do an auto version on Twitter to Ron.
I wish I could do
an auto version so he could hear how I'm saying it.
Send him the link to Daytime After Dark. Oh my God.
Oh God. You could put the link.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but is this still being taped?
Yep.
Yep. And wait. No.
It stopped recording, but it didn't cut us off?
Yeah, it does. I only record, like, I believe, like an hour and so, and then it will cut us off in about 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. Every time I say that, something bad happens, though.
No, something bad happens.
Yes.
That's my new favorite thing.
Well, it is. You're doing something bad.
Yeah. What can I say?
Alva.
Yeah.
Alva, you should make a YouTube video.
Right.
And
yeah.
Demonstrate to him what you did to us.
You should.
I can take a picture of my cat's litter box and send it to him, can't I?
Yeah, I can send mine too.
You too.
No, your cat's name is Sam. Enough of that. No, 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 no. Don't give him any ideas.
I'll change the name.
Change the name to protect the innocent.
I call him Baby too. He answers to that.
Wow. Raining cats and dogs out here. Is it raining where you are, Kathy?
Oh, I better close the bathroom.
Yeah,
sure.
It is here too, by the way. It's raining.
I'm not sure.
Really, cats.
I'd be curious to see if it's raining where you are because it's raining here.
Oh.
Yeah. Alva, what is it you weather doing?
Hot.
I can't tell.
It's hot here.
Wait. You're in California, right? You're in California this week. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Sammy, where do you live?
New Jersey.
Oh, so how is the weather there?
It rained all day, but it's nice now.
We must have got the rain.
It's hot.
I got the rain you got because it's raining.
And what about the Samantha? Wow.
Yeah, it's raining here. Thank you for telling me. It's coming in, too. Just close the balcony. Yeah.
Well, I think we're not that far apart, so.
Yeah, it's raining.
Is this raining here and it's like 50?
Seattle
so
rain, no way.
Hey, excuse me, we did have rain for 80 days, okay? It was kind of nice. But no, last weekend, you guys, there were like 30 car wrecks because that was like the first rain of the season and people were like forgetting how to drive in the rain.
Nothing like the Northeast. They say it's going to snow and everybody runs out for bread and milk.
You can't get any bread and milk in the store.
And I still don't get it. I don't see what the fascination with that is. What are you going to do with it?
I know.
I mean, if it's going to snow and rain or whatever, I'm fine with that. Just don't make the power go out. That's all I ask.
Yeah, don't jinx me. That's all I need over here.
Oh, God, you will be in hell.
I get scared about that when the lights go off. I'm not scared, but I hate it.
ladies, I have to head out because I have to get up in the morning. So, but it was great chatting with you guys.
Yeah,
you
come
too.
Back Monday night.
In.
Thank you so much. All right, till next week.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Someone else likes days.
That's really cool. That's really cool because, you know, I know you and I are having post-traumatic stuff from days. I know that's half of it, but half of it is Ian is a bad, bad, bad man.
At least she confirmed. I feel good because she confirmed Nicole, Jennifer didn't push Nicole. I feel good now. Someone
yes.
knows Jennifer didn't push Nicole, so I feel good. She said she didn't push her. I'm so upset about this storyline.
I know you all.
It's really bothering me. I went fast forward. I know everyone does that. I never fast forward, but today I did right through Nicole's scenes, all of them. As Kerry says, that's what the fast forward button's for.
For real. I don't know why so people are afraid of it. Use it. It's there for a reason.
Yeah,
I'm always afraid I'm going to miss something. So,
and that's what the rewind button is for.
Yeah, that's what the rewind button is for.
So I did it today. I went right through that show. Every time I saw her, I went fast forward.
I've done that for years with all my shows. I've never watched a complete show in its entirety, so it's no different to me to do it with GH.
I thought I was the only one that doesn't watch us in the,
No, because
yeah,
there's storylines on other things I don't watch or don't care about.
That's what I do, too.
I can't wait till 2 o'clock when General comes on. I can't wait. I look forward to it. I watch it live. I can't wait.
I used to be like that a month ago.
When Sam and Jason are on, like, if that happened where someone, where he said you're the only woman or whatever, I could have missed that because I left the room. I went in the kitchen when they were on.
No, I watched that scene and it was not on there.
Well, someone would have been saying that that's what he acted like because I didn't see the entire
tweet.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to say the critical list is up finally.
All right, well, I'm going to head out.
Yeah, I'm going to
read it.
Read it first, Carrie.
Wait.
Well,
read it. Read it, Samantha.
We might get cut off.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I gotta hang up for a bit.
Okay, well, do we want to maybe continue later, you guys?
Carrie, you going to bed?
No, I just have to do
a few
things.
Okay, well then.
It was fun. Okay.
Well, call me later if you guys are doing
My fellow shitters on.
That on.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Kathy, if you guys are doing anything, Kathy, call my home phone if you guys are doing anything.
Okay, you want me to call you back?
Give me about 10 minutes. I'm going to get something to drink and get in bed. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.